We're here. We're not queer, but we're close. Get used to it.
I think we got the pass.
Happy Pride, everybody.
We did.
Happy Pride Month.
It's Pride. It's June 1st for us and later for you.
Whatever. It's still in the month.
Still Pride.
You get a whole month. Just think about that. Think about all the years you spent in that closet, and now you get a whole month. That's pretty cool.
That's progress, is what that is. Yeah. And you got all kinds of cool people wishing you happy Pride.
Us, Nike.
McDonald's, Nike, Lockheed Martin, Blackwater.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Happy Pride from all the greats.
Xi Jinping.
Happy Pride from the Chinese Communist Party.
That has to exist, right? There has to be a Pride Chinese flag, right?
Just the little yellow stars are rainbows.
Just rainbows, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's fun. Yeah, what I like about Pride, what I like about corporations wishing me happy Pride is the sincerity.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
So there's several options.
Oh, okay.
There's this one.
That one's boring.
Fine. That's fine.
I mean, that's bad.
There's that one.
Okay. Those are night and day quality.
Oh, I know.
Okay. To paint you a picture. First of all, this is definitely the thumbnail. Like, I love that my work has been done for me in the first 30 seconds
of
the pod.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I don't know which one. I'm going to use the good one.
No. Well, there's this one.
Yeah.
There's also... Oh, where'd it go?
But let me.
There's also this one.
Okay, but let me paint a picture for the listener. The first one is stupid. The first one is literally split vertically down the middle. The left half is the Chinese flag. The right half is the Pride flag. It took someone 4 seconds to do that.
Yep.
The next one is the Chinese flag, but with the whole red background replaced with the rainbow. Way better. A million times better. That's the thumbnail.
Done.
I'm gonna write it down.
There's also whatever the fuck this one is.
That's a lot of pastels. That's like...
That's one of them, though. That's one of the flags.
That's what, if you're a trans dog?
Maybe.
I think.
We were going over the flags earlier today because we didn't know...
You're sure you're not adding an L to that?
I mean, I have a speech impediment. Sometimes L's come out.
Sometimes I add L's. We were going over the flags.
And we didn't know what the one that was the trans flag, but instead of it being like blue on the outside, then pink, then white.
Yeah.
That it was gray on the outside, then blue, or then pink, then white.
Is that sad trans people?
Apparently it, I don't remember what the exact term for it is.
It's not sad trans?
But... Like, Sand and I looked it up, and whatever we saw was ridiculous. Then he brought up the thing that you and him were talking about.
What's that?
Gray sexual or something.
Infuriating.
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's less infuriating than straight up people who say they are asexual.
Right.
And then have sex.
Right.
It's less annoying than that, but it's still a stupid term because gray sexual or gray ace or whatever is people who are a little bit asexual, but also smash sometimes.
Gray ace, like Grace Under Fire. They're sexually into Brett Butler.
Gray ace under fire is a very funny thing to write down. I have so much to write down, and we're still
we're
30 seconds in because time is
stopped. That's true. Time is a world concept.
China Pride flag.
China Pride flag is great.
Gray ace under fire. Both absolute home runs so far.
So we're having the conversation.
Not to jinx a perfect game. Best episode we've ever done. So
end the podcast now.
Yeah.
4 minutes in. So yeah, obviously with Pride Month and stuff and all those companies. So this morning, the welcome to Drew's Hockey Corner, the National Hockey League.
You know what? Thank you for welcoming me in.
Oh.
Now I feel welcomed and safe.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want during
and the,
Pride Month.
The Pride flags on the windows don't hurt.
Yeah, that's true. So the National Hockey League Players Association put out their
NHLPA.
Yep. they put out their, like, you know, hey, happy Pride Month.
Oh, do we get, like, a funny thing? Where...
Well, no, it's just, like, so they have, you know, because the NHL used to do Pride Night jerseys, so they would have, like, specific jerseys for warm-up, and then players would have rainbow tape, and then last year the NHL tried
Pride Night, to me, feels analogous to The Purge. But you know what it is? It's not the Purge. It feels like Judgment Night. Pride Night feels like Judgment Night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Judgment Night but gayer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And none of the Russians participate.
No.
Yeah.
Who's in that? Ice Cube? Or did he just sing a song about it? Or neither. Michael Douglas?
I don't know.
Gay actor Michael Douglas?
Gay actor Michael Douglas.
I got a lot of research doing on Judgment Night. But go on with Pride Night. Sorry.
So they posted the picture of, like, Happy Pride, whatever, with, like, the rainbow tape and blah, blah. And
Emilio Estevez. The Spanish course, Michael Douglas.
The other Michael Douglas. Yeah. Yeah.
They're calling him straight Michael Douglas.
The Sheen who didn't get butt-fucked or butt-fuck other boys.
Yeah, I guess we're after 5 minutes.
We're fine.
Oh, fun new YouTube feature, I can't wait to test out.
Oh.
Apparently they're going to give timestamps
for the violation.
Why they're not giving you advertising money for your video.
I'll believe it when I see it.
So I wish I would kill if they would do it retroactively.
Sure.
Because there's a bunch
Can
I would...
Can we go back to the ones, why is this demonetized?
A bunch I would love to know.
Yeah.
But... In the future, I'm intrigued to see what... and we can learn from it.
We could learn from
it. And we can get better.
And we can stop saying the slurs.
Yeah.
But they're
we
not...
We won't, but we could.
But we could, if we wanted to.
I guess I thought Cuba Gooding Jr. was Ice Cube. Ice Cuba Gooding Jr.
That's not bad.
That's also not bad.
That's pretty close.
I'm going to give partial credit.
One's a hardened thug from the streets who would... never, ever, ever sell out, and because he doesn't want to pay state income taxes.
And the other's Ice Cube.
And the other one. Oh,
that was a funny joke.
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
And the other's gay.
Yeah, and the other one is gay.
Yeah, there's some fun people. You got a Stephen Dorff. You got a Dennis Leary.
Okay.
You got a Jeremy Piven with less hair in 1993 than he has now.
Yep, that's true.
And that's everyone.
So I think as a noted mostly heterosexual man,
sure,
like 92 to 8.
You're like gray heterosexual.
I'm a gray heterosexual. I think one of my favorite things about Pride is how unoriginal and uninspired and just like pathetic straight white guys are about their like comments towards it.
It's great.
Because if you don't think on within the first 5 comments of the NHLPA posting their happy pride, it was when straight pride night, and then
classic.
Then saying, oh, that's right, those jerseys don't sell, and then the other one is when's Christian family night. But it's always those same jokes, like, and everything, right?
Also, all of the every jersey but the Pride jerseys are straight Pride jerseys.
Every night is Christian family night.
Yeah.
There's nothing about, like, any of those things.
Yeah.
And not necessarily just hockey, but, like, there's everything is for everyone.
Actually, I think all lives matter.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all lives do matter, except for a certain group of people who may have inhabited this place 1,000 years ago. I don't know. I'm talking about dinosaurs.
Of course.
Yes, of course.
Theodore Rex.
Theodore Rex types.
Yeah.
Your real we're back a dinosaur story types.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's so pathetic that, like, that's always their go-to. It's not about the fact that, like, here's this marginalized, like, minority that's just been shit on and torn down and treated like garbage for years.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, maybe let's be nice to these people for a month. And they're like, how come me as a straight white Christian man who served in the military, why don't I get 3 nights?
You get so many nights.
You get all of the other... No, that's not true, because you don't get Black History Month. You get 10 months out of the
year.
You get
5/6 of the year.
You get 5/6 of the year just for you.
I'm going to say 83.33 recurring, of course, percent of the nights. And that's a lot of nights.
All those nights are for you, Greg, who I assume this is. But
it's probably Greg.
But yeah, it's just such a, Like, come up with something. So, like, just one brand new thing that isn't straight family night or Christian family night or straight pride or white pride. Yeah. Like, if you want all of those things, just live in Boston.
Yeah.
You get all those every day.
Yeah. And you don't even have to live in the South.
No.
It's the perfect living in Boston is the perfect crime.
Now, well, what did I say was the perfect crime? We were talking about it in the group chat.
Punching someone in the dark?
No, but I mean, that is a perfect crime. No, but we had a good one in the group chat that was like, it really is the perfect crime.
If you actually said crime, it should be, sir. Oh, I see a perfect crime. It was in reference to the D Club.
Oh, yes. The D Club. Ah, D Club, you everybody needs to start their own D Club.
Yeah, because it was you responding to Kelly saying, I love the line of we were hanging out and realized we hadn't had a D Club meeting in a while, so we just whipped out our dicks. Yep, still not gay.
Still not gay.
Perfect crime.
It is perfect crime. I mean, you could have all your friends whip their dicks out and then you're gay. And again, perfect crime.
Yeah.
Or you're straight, you have to look at all your friends' dicks and go, yeah, I'm not interested. Again, perfect crime.
You're winner all the way around either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's perfect. But yeah, happy Pride, everyone who celebrates or doesn't celebrate, or all crime is legal for the next 24 hours.
It feels
so
like that.
If you're gay, trans, non-binary, two spirits, whatever the intersexed.
Mm-hmm.
What do the A's stand for?
Is there more than one A? One,
I don't know.
One must be asexual,
I guess.
I think there's only
one.
Well,
if you're asexual, I don't think you get to celebrate. Because you don't get to celebrate anything.
Sometimes they do two Q's, both of which I could argue could be removed because they're stupid.
Well, we've already talked about how we could take all the 12 letters and get it down to three.
Yeah. Because I think
gay, trans, asexual?
No, because we thought asexual was stupid. I think intersex.
Right.
Because that's both sets of gear.
Right.
That's
both sets of gear.
That's an actual thing. That's a
I
real
believe
thing.
We call those... No, I can't say that. All those early years on the internet where you could go to like LimeWire and look up Herms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hermaphrodite's not like a slur.
But Herms is a slur.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe
it's
not.
Just...
It's like Jew.
It's like Jew.
It's like Jew.
It's how you say it.
It's how you say it.
All the Herms are moving into the neighborhood.
Herms. Get those Herms out of my...
Yeah, I sometimes come across the Herm keyword in my internet dealings, and I don't like it when I do.
Hmm.
Look, here's a...
uh-huh.
I like... art, literature, and media of people turning into animals.
Yeah.
And I think people turning into animals is a pretty major thing that if it happened in real life, I think you wouldn't need to put a hat on a hat
sure.
with it.
Sure.
I think it, in and of itself, is plenty. I think if you're... And look, this is going to be a rare Scott caters to big dog. Because I know where my bread's buttered. I think if you're already turning into a dog, you don't also need to turn into a girl dog or a dog with both sets
sure,
of gear.
Sure.
It's enough.
You don't think turning into a dog with like triple J tits and a 12 inch hog, but also a vagina and a butthole.
A dripping wet pussy.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm disgusted myself.
Hey, that's what pride is all about. Just disgusting yourself while you say gross things.
That's what pride is all about. Being disgusting. Happy disgusting pride, everybody. You know who I like? I like the companies that rip down every rainbow flag yep. and trace of everything. 11:59 p.m. on June 30th.
Yeah.
Like, they, most don't.
They can't wait.
Most don't do it because they don't want to be seen as the ones who do that. They'll keep it well into July, sometimes August.
Well, it's a prideful summer.
But the ones who just, no, we have fulfilled our contractual. They're looking at their watch.
And we're done.
Dump it.
Dump it. Dump the whole thing. Get out of here.
I have nothing but respect for those companies.
Yeah, that is pretty wild.
They clearly don't want to do it.
Nope.
They clearly, their word came from above that they have to do it. Everyone, but even the word that came from above is like mad about it. Just everyone, like top to bottom, is tip to tail mad about it.
Tip tail furious.
It's great.
It's perfect.
Have we said our names?
No.
Okay.
We're not going to.
No, it's secret.
That's not this type of podcast.
This is one of the secret episodes.
This is a secret hosting episode.
Mm.
But you think people know our voices? No.
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 Guest hosts.
I'm, nope, I couldn't think of anything good.
Couldn't think of one thing.
I couldn't think of a girl, a single lady.
Couldn't think of one lady.
Couldn't think of a woman.
Mm. Name a woman.
Any woman.
Any woman.
I can't. I really can't.
Minnie Mouse.
I'm Drew.
I'm Scott.
That's Scott.
Yep.
At Sari and Soft Paws on stuff. Just go to a thing, type in Sari and Soft Paws.
See what you get.
See what you get.
You'll probably get it.
I get some.
You got some things.
I got some. Not all, but some.
Yeah.
You're at not Scott Henson.
I am.
You could, I don't know.
I'm just making you do the whole thing.
It's been a tiring couple of days for me. Of course we are fast approaching the summer,
the solstice,
and what better
the solstice approacheth.
What better way to celebrate those hot, steamy summer nights than by putting a jar in your kitchen? And then every time you get a little bit extra money, you just like put it in the jar and you put a little sticker on the jar that says air conditioner or something along those lines. And you put a little bit of money in, you put a little bit more money in. And then by the time the end of the summer comes and you realize, oh, I don't actually need an air conditioner. I'm going to give this $100 to Drew and Scott. Well, guess what? You can.
I like that.
So start saving now for an air conditioner that you can give us the money for later.
Yeah. But also send us something now.
Just do it now.
Yeah. Save everyone the trouble. So let's not do this dance we always do every year with the air conditioner that you're never going to get.
Mine's sitting in a box over there by the door.
There you go.
And I'm not going to put it in because it's not hot enough yet.
Nope.
It better not get fucking hot, Scott. I swear to God. If it gets hot, not only are we not recording a podcast,
okay,
I'm going to disappear into the woods and you'll never see me again.
Not if I do it first.
Bare balls, back and butt, just running through the woods.
You'll,
except for not much of a runner. And also, my knees kind of hurt. But I will be naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for your socks.
Except for my socks.
Those
my,
are some,
my delightful birthday socks.
Some sharp socks you got.
The beans are, the pads are a little
low.
A low, little small.
Yeah.
Should be this whole thing.
Can't win them all.
I had to do a real defend our territory today.
Oh.
Of explaining the difference between a lynx and a bobcat.
Ah.
Fucking dogs. They're all stupid.
They thought they were the same.
They thought they were the same thing.
The fuck?
Yeah, they thought they were the same thing. I don't know. They're idiots.
They're both cats with bad tails, but they're definitely...
One has a better tail.
They're definitely different species.
And one just has like the biggest feet you've ever seen in your life.
Fucking snowshoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of those snowshoes because I am a size queen.
That's true.
I got big ones.
You like big parts.
But they're bigger.
They are bigger. But it's not like yours aren't big.
Nope, they're big. They're big. I believe I was then told to, why don't you jump off of a cliff and die?
Actually?
Yep. And I said, listen, high risk, high reward. If I if I don't fall off the mountain, I get to eat an entire Ibex to myself.
Yourself, yeah.
And then Matt said, I've never heard the word Ibex used in a sentence before. And I said, well, now you have.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, feel free to send... money of any kind, large amounts, small amounts, mostly large amounts, exuberant.
Well, that is a word, but not the one you're looking for. You at least landed on an English word.
Okay. Yeah. That's the word I'm
extremely happy and cheerful money.
Exuberant. I mean, that's not wrong. It makes us extremely happy and cheerful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. PayPal.me/AaronZappos, PayPal.me/notScottHenson. Give a lot, give a little, mostly a lot.
Yeah.
But if you want something.
You gotta give.
If you want something, you gotta give.
You gotta
give.
Have you given yet?
You gotta give.
I'm gonna give later. You gotta give.
You gotta give now.
You gotta give.
You may, under the law that all crimes are legal at the moment for Pride.
Pride night.
You may make a request that is 1 minute over the legal limit for one request.
Of 1 minute. 201.
201. That's the cutoff for the month. So if you got a movie that's 2 hours and 1 minute
been
long,
sitting on that 201,
you get it. You get it for the price of 2 hours, but only the with the special Pride discount.
Yeah. Use code Drew is gay to receive your Pride month.
All caps, 8 exclamation points because I'm screaming it.
Yeah. One word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just include that in the PayPal message. $150 gets you for this month only up to and including 2 hours and one minute worth of requests. It's very exciting. And we do still very much need money due to our the other thing we do that's not this situation. So
that's greatly
appreciated.
There are two countries that touch each other.
Yeah.
And one of them has become a problem for us.
Yes.
That's all we can say.
That we are attempting to fix with money. So
we're getting there, but we could use some more.
You could very much help us along. So thank you in advance. PayPal.me/NotScottHenson. PayPal.me/SarianSoftBuzz. We got a good one that included the request today that we will thank for at the appropriate time. So be more like this guy, and as always, less like yourselves.
And don't forget, it is barely not my birthday, and it is barely not Scott's birthday. So you could just give birthday money to both of us.
That's true.
You don't even need anything.
We are in between. What's the midpoint of our birthdays? June 11th?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big day.
That's almost
We should take each other out for meals.
For a middle of the birthday's birthday meal?
Yeah.
Deal. Is F Slur de Chow open yet?
I don't think so. I've driven past and I haven't seen it where it's supposed to be.
Cowards.
I don't think the Brazilian steakhouse is F Slur de Chow.
Fago de Chow. That's what it's called.
Let's see. Do we have...
I don't know if...
Maybe it is.
Oh.
Maybe I've been driving past the wrong place.
I don't know.
I've been driving past the sewage treatment plant.
That would be the wrong place.
Hmm.
There are an exceptional amount of things opening now. I've seen like 5 new Popeyes that are popping up and several Jollibees.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like where this is going. Oh, hey, ladies.
Well, it looks like they're at least open for Father's Day, which is next weekend.
Yeah. Okay. Well, book it. Book them, Dano.
I will book them, Dano. So where the hell is it? And why is it not where I thought it was?
I don't know. I don't know where you thought it was.
I thought I knew, like, the building where it was, but...
What if they put it... Like,
maybe, I don't know, it's a multi-story building. Maybe it's not on the bottom.
What if they put it in the entire I almost called it Reitman's
Nordstrom
building.
I did go past
one entire building of just Brazilian Steakhouse.
That'd be pretty sick. I did go past where Milk Bar was the other day and got
sad.
Devastatingly sad.
It's still nothing, right?
It's nothing.
Yeah, it's still empty. I think they were
like, hey, why be Milk Bar when you could be nothing?
Just be zero. You know, you have all the stuff up here, right?
Yeah.
Like, everything's still in Vancouver. Why don't you just get somewhere else?
Yeah. You know that you don't, there are other Milk Bars around the continent that aren't inside of Nordstrom's and are not beholden to Nordstrom's and can just exist by themselves.
Well, we did find out that there's one in Bellevue.
There is one in Bellevue. Yeah.
So
sure, it would be nice if we could go to Bellevue.
I mean, we can. We just can't. Anyways. nope, I lost my train of thought. What was the other thing I was going to say?
F-Slur Chow. Nope. Other things opening?
Nope.
There's a Ramsay steak opening.
No.
River Rock.
I think the Nordstrom is supposed, well, in theory, is supposed to become a Walmart, or one of the floors is becoming a Walmart. I think that was the conversation.
A downtown Vancouver Walmart.
Yeah.
Interesting.
In, like, just on the border of the bad part of town. I don't know how they think that's a good idea.
Pushing it.
Like,
yeah.
It's kind of, because, like, where it is, like, Georgia is fine, and Robson to a point is fine, but then, like, the Granville part is bad, and then if you go the opposite way, it gets worse.
Yes.
So it's kind of a weird spot.
It is a weird spot.
Especially with everybody else just constantly dealing with theft. You think a Walmart downtown isn't going to be...
It'll be fine. They'll be the one.
They'll figure out the system of why all the crackheads and homeless people can't stop stealing things from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Yeah, I don't know. Is that it? We done with the podcast? Let's move on.
It's prom season.
Prom? You're going to prom?
Where are you going? Who are you taking?
Well, when I went to prom, I took my male best friend, Darren P.
Nice.
Because my girlfriend didn't go to our school, and her mom didn't trust me to not get gropey at prom. And so her mom wouldn't let her go to prom with me.
And was 11.
12. she went to Little Flower Academy.
Nice.
And,
good Christian girl.
Yep. And yeah, her mom didn't trust me and thought that I was going to, like, I don't know, date raper or something.
Sure.
And so she couldn't go to prom with me, so I went with Darren.
Well, if you weren't, why did you have all that Spanish fly with you?
Yep. You nailed it. And then...
Are they still doing Spanish fly?
I don't think so.
No, right? That, like, went out with Quaaludes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss old drugs. I miss old drugs that I never got the chance.
Now it's all about...
Fentanyl.
The Lord. The Lord is their drug.
That's true.
I think... kids, as far as I'm aware of, because I'm around them all the time, don't really do drugs.
You work for one.
They don't really do drugs anymore.
I guess, no.
They don't really do drugs, they don't have sex.
No, they don't. They definitely don't have sex. Believe me, I've tried.
Nice.
We should have the podcast. Yeah, but yeah, I don't think there's big drug culture or sex culture.
No drugs, no sex.
Yeah.
That's weird, but...
Yeah, well, it's...
Like, the complete opposite of our generation.
Yeah, they're very, like, puritanical.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think you just rebel against the generation above you.
That's Patton Oswalt joke, right?
Yeah, literally. Where
he talks about, like, how...
Yeah, and, like, it was a joke for him, but, like, it's literally happening.
Yeah, it's true. Like, your parents were super strict, so you are a super chill parent, and your kids resent that you're super chill.
Yeah.
So they have to become...
You'll be jacked military guy.
Yeah, exactly. And then they chuck your Frisbee on the roof.
Yeah.
And call you a slur. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's 100% true.
Which shows that... This is very nihilistic, but just, like, nothing fucking means anything. And, like,
no
one thing is better than anything else. It's just, like, just you do the opposite because you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Nothing's real or matters.
My parents never made me come home at a certain time.
My parents never made me come.
They didn't.
But.
Then
there's
parents,
still time.
And your parents really don't love you.
That's true.
And, you know, like, your parents didn't care if you drank or did drugs. So then when you get older and you're like, well, no, you can't, because I know what it was like when I didn't have, like, you know, being held to those standards. So you have to be home at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And if I ever see you smoking weed or drinking, I'm going to beat your bare ass.
Yeah. I'm going to make you smoke the whole pack of marijuana cigarettes.
That's right.
Yep.
That's how they get you.
That'll learn them.
The whole pack of marijuana cigarettes. Those little Popeye ones.
I'll make you drink the whole bottle of Ryan Reynolds Aviation Gin.
I bet. Oh, well, gin's gross in general. So
gin's great. No, you're wrong.
Gin's disgusting.
Best liquor?
I mean, no liquor. Well, depending if you ask Michael Douglas.
Well, Drew, first of all, liquor, I barely knew her.
If you ask gay actor Michael Douglas, he knows the real truth about licking.
Nearly killed him.
Nearly killed him. I mean, if you were married to Catherine Zeta, would you not also?
I'd have a taste. I don't know if I'd have so many tastes that gave my tongue HPV.
I think I would. I think I probably would.
I think I would.
Yeah. She was, in her prime, pretty fucking hot.
Yeah.
I mean, now is fine. She's like not unattractive, but like.
No, she's still good.
Yeah. Fucking Entrapment.
But
Zorro.
We can agree that Entrapment was not a feature length movie.
No.
And was a 15-second short
of her squeezing her butt through the
doing the butt thing, yeah, with the lasers.
100%.
Like it's not a movie. No one's seen the movie Entrapment.
Some screenwriter,
yeah,
wanted to see her do that.
Yeah.
So he wrote an entire script,
fake movie,
based around her doing that.
Yeah.
And then was like, oh, I hope they make it. And then, yeah, and then they fucking made it.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Could I tell you anything else in that movie?
No, you haven't. You've seen it in the same way you've seen Shazam starring Sinbad. In that.
I mean, I have seen Shazam starring Sinbad.
No, you haven't. It's not real. It's a Mandela effect.
What's the thing with
Sinbad? You're thinking
Sinbad?
Of Kazam starring Shaq.
What's the thing with Sinbad?
There isn't one.
Really?
No.
I don't believe you. I mean, I for sure have seen Entrapment because it's down the hall.
No, it's not.
But
go look. It's not there. And it never was.
I'm going to prove you wrong and you're going to be real sad.
About Entrapment or Shazam?
No, Entrapment. Sinbad's real name is David Adkins.
That's very amusing.
It's fucking loser.
How did he get away with that?
I mean, I guess a lot of those people change their names and nobody ever...
I hear that a lot of them use street names.
Yeah, well, I think like, who else has a really dumb real person name? Oh, Jamie Foxx's real name is very like Uncle Tom sounding.
That's his actual name. Jamie Foxx's real name is Uncle Tom.
Eric Marlon Bishop is his name.
Eric.
As opposed to Jamie Foxx with two X's.
Two X's. Very cool.
Yeah. Sinbad, you're right. I don't know what I thought Sinbad was in. Is it First Kid?
I mean, that's a real thing that Sinbad was in.
Is it House Guest?
That's also a real thing.
Is it Meteor Man? He's not the lead, though. He's just the side piece. He's the sexy side piece.
Is that Damon Wayans?
No, it's Robert Townsend.
Oh! What's the Damon Wayans superhero comedy?
I don't think it's Damon Wayans. I think it's Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Maybe it's Keenan.
And I think it's Blank Man.
Blank Man is what I'm thinking of, yeah.
But which Wayans is it? That's a fun game to play. Which Wayans did it?
Kim.
Blank Man
it
was...
It was always Kim.
Nope, Damon Wayans.
Damon? Okay.
Damon Wayans, yeah. Dag's in it, and then Jason Alexander.
Nice.
Damon Wayans Jr. is in it. Michael Wayans is in it.
Who the hell is Michael
Wayans?
You know,
one of the other ones. One of the 40 other ones.
They are scraping Wayans' bottom with Michael.
I know. Have I seen Blank Man? I don't think I've seen Blank Man.
Maybe I have. It feels like it was a blockbuster rental at some point.
Maybe.
What year would that be? 94? Five,
oh, so
six.
Oh, so close. Four.
I would have never. Four would have been my last guess. I would have done every year in the 90s besides four.
Directed by the same guy who did Rain Over Me, which we watched on the pod or watched for the pod.
I like some Oscar bait.
Yep, and so was Blank Man.
It won Best Picture.
It did. And
what achievement in sound?
And then there's Major Payne, which I believe is one of Kelly's favorite movies of all time.
That sounds right.
Which is 1995. And yeah, I guess that's it. Oh, cool. He directed a bunch of garbage. yeah. Look Who's Talking To. He's in Look Who's Talking To. Man, we got to watch all these Damon Wayans movies.
Apparently.
We don't.
Okay. I'm sold. Let's not.
We've already watched... technically, we watched two Wayans Brothers movies for the pod, but really, we only watched one and said we watched the second.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is good enough.
That's fine. That's how it should be. okay, enough Wayans talk. We got so much to do today.
Really, we got a lot of stuff to bang out. We're really banging stuff out on this podcast.
I don't know if we're going to get to all three things we have to talk.
I think we are.
Okay.
Well, I've decided.
I'm leaving it on you, and if we get to 2 hours and we're not done, I'm turning the podcast off.
That's fair. I want to bang it out, though.
We number one local serial killer, Robert Pickton, did not survive the brutal attack of him in a Quebec prison and passed away today.
Canada's most prolific serial killer.
Whose house I could almost see from my house.
Drew's former neighbor.
Well, my friend's dad's former neighbor, but...
William Pickton was brutally and cowardly attacked in jail.
I hope they Gaddafi'd him.
I hope they don't.
No, I hope they did. I hope he died. Then two people would have died via box cutter up the anus.
I don't like it.
Muammar Gaddafi, Robert Pickton.
Sometimes I just say things because I think they're funny, and I did, and I think I like legitimately upset Adam during a stream by saying it.
Okay.
Like he was like, he seemed actually like kind of shocked, because I don't know, I was in the bathroom thinking about revenge as I do, and then I came back and I said, you know how those people who say like I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, they don't have good enough enemies. There should be, but like I was just saying it. I don't think I actually believe it, but I guess I said it convincingly. He was like, "Oh my god, I don't think that at all."
I think if you have a strong enough enemy, you would want that something like that to happen.
Maybe I like maybe I did believe it. I didn't believe it as strongly as I was saying it, and it definitely like put him off.
All right,
but yeah, I think. If I hated someone enough, there isn't much I wouldn't want done to them.
Who's your worst enemy?
Your dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Douglas Andrew Smith is your worst enemy?
I don't know. Demi Lovato?
That's a good one. I know who mine is.
Yeah?
To quote Grammy Award winning artist Lit, I am my own worst enemy.
Ah, it's you. It was me. You the whole time.
So I'll be Gaddafi-ing myself later. I will be taking a fully opened box cutter and putting it up my butthole.
You know those are sharp.
Well, that's what you got to do to your worst enemy.
Or the dictator of Libya.
Yeah.
Libya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Syria.
They not Syria.
Jordan. Lebanon.
That's not even the right continent.
Oman.
No, none of those. I don't know much. I know he was African.
Qatar.
No, you haven't named an African country yet.
Zimbabwe.
South Africa.
South Africa. Oh, I thought of the thing I really should have done at Boom when you handed me the microphone is I should have taken like a real big old like breathe in and then just gone meow and then just given it back
that's
to
good
you.
Too
I was like ah I thought about that like 2 days later. I was like that would have been so good. Yeah, I guess I don't know. Libya. Is that what it was?
I think so.
I don't know. The United Arab Emirates.
Stop naming Middle Eastern countries.
Azerbaijan. Tajikistan, Turkmenistan,
underrated stands. The one that's like all consonants, Kyrgyzstan. That's a good.
Well, I think Azerbaijan's the good one because that's the dictator guy who just keeps building the world's biggest blank, and then right, and like there's a whole part of the main city that like nobody lives in, nobody works in, but it has all of the world's biggest like this type of building and this thing and,
yeah,
like, and that's like all he does.
Ball of yarn.
Yeah, or, like. Yeah, exactly. Like the largest blue ox.
Take that, Bunyan.
Yeah, he's a big Bunyan competitor. But yeah, like, I think
and just boring thing, like the world's biggest desk.
Yeah, does it have a secret compartment where Marilyn Monroe can blow you?
It's good to be the president.
It is. You get to choose between a barely legal intern or the world's most attractive plus size model.
You know, not a lot of people know, but Marilyn Monroe would be a size 47. Marilyn Monroe is 325 pounds.
Yep. Did she tell you what she ate in the day of the life of her? And then it worked out to 400,000 calories.
did not, but
Chick-fil-A for breakfast, followed by gummy nerds afterwards. Healthy. Yeah, so pour one out for Robert Picton, or I guess don't pour one out because he was a monster.
Yeah, my pray for Picton hashtags did nothing.
Didn't save him.
Whole thing was a waste.
I really hope with somebody like that, like if you're the doctor in the like doing like the procedures on him, that you just sort of are like, I'm not going to do this for real. Like I'm gonna fake it. I'm gonna leave a glove inside of him. You know, I'm gonna stitch him up and we'll see what happens.
I'm gonna do my best, Dr. Christopher Dunch, and just leave a bunch of sponges in his spinal cord. But not out of malice, just because you're a bad doctor. Yep. And a narcissist and you think you're doing it right.
Yep,
that guy's the
best. That's how you do it.
I love a Dr. Death.
Yep, Dr. Death, baby. Yeah, I really hope that he died because the surgeons or doctors were just sort of like, nah, I'm not putting in an A effort today. Yeah, this is my, I pitched six innings last night and now they're bringing me out of the bullpen in relief in the 11th.
Well, it was bad timing on, well, I guess on Picton's part, getting, brutally stabbed multiple times on that day of the week, because I think it was bare minimum Mondays, so the doctors weren't there, just kinda,
couldn't do it,
just kind of mailing it in,
couldn't do it.
Yeah, otherwise, and I think one took a personal day.
Otherwise, we could have got another 22 years of living in prison, Canada's most prolific murderer.
Yep,
that sounds about right.
The king.
I mean, he's a king of something.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah,
I wish I killed 50 more women.
Bring his grand total to, what, 110 or something?
Yeah. Because
they think it's up to 60? Is that what they think?
Yeah, he was hovering around 50, I think.
That's wild.
It's good numbers.
That's prolific. That's first ballot. That's Mariano Rivera levels.
The Mariano Rivera of serial killers. You think that's not getting written down? You got another thing coming, bub.
Do you keep all the things we write down?
I don't keep them in a document, but hey, settle down, first of all. but no, anything I write down is in the description for the
everything?
Podcast.
Oh, okay.
So it's, yeah, it's, I mean, it's all there.
I don't listen to the podcast. Who listens to the podcast?
Almost nobody. But,
yeah, exactly.
But the few who do get to see these things.
Right. It would be nice to just go back and see some of the things and then wonder, like, what is this even?
Oh, I love doing that. Like, yeah. And some, like, really, a few I don't remember.
Yeah.
And a few really make me laugh. Because some you don't some, need context for. Yeah. They're just funny
just
on
a
their
joke.
Own.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's good on iTunes, which I think I'm the last person on Earth who uses it.
I would say so.
But, yeah, because although I'm sure there's other podcast or audio apps that display things the same way, but like you can just see like all the descriptions like in a row stacked on each other with the files, so you can go through them pretty quick, which is nice. What you got?
Like you just look at one and it's like, is it even a joke or is it just like a dumb thing that we said that
I mean,
like, gotta put something in the description, you know?
Got to nuke something.
I mean, you do got to nuke something, but... what's worse, your hospital being bombed or having to wear a mask? Let's get Drew snipped and snapped.
Nice.
I'm going to let you finish, except for I'm not, because I'm going to talk right now. That was
I think
one.
That's just the thing I said that to was, you while you were one. Talking.
Yeah. I want to go back at some point and just see, like, what is this even a reference to?
Yeah.
A new Benoit murder theory involving Chavo Guerrero and blackface.
See, that, like, that's funny. I don't know what it was, but
I think we said Shakira did 9/11. I don't know. We had low blood sugar. That's pretty true.
You can't prove she didn't.
I mean, that is true. Anyways, yeah, we got oh, so much. 45 fucking minutes. We're never getting through this. This is going to be a 6-hour podcast.
That's a lot.
So,
yep,
we were gifted subs. Is that how you say it in the industry? I don't know.
Sandwiches?
Subway sandwiches.
Because we ate.
We did eat subs.
But not from Subway.
We were given a task of cash for gold. And
yep.
There was a request for us to go and search out.
From Australian correspondent Leo Larkin.
Leo Larkin, Australian correspondent, had requested we go out and we find ourselves some Bundaberg's sodas.
Yeah.
And luckily we discovered many places where those would be.
Yeah.
Shout
out to the fine people at Dank Mart.
Yeah, I saw them somewhere.
They sell them at Stong's Grocery.
Oh, I saw some at Lucky's.
There you go.
So these are Australian sodas that you've never had? I've never had.
That is a good... I think I've maybe had one quite some time ago. Okay. I maybe had the peach or blood orange.
Ooh.
I don't know which.
Well, let's hope it's one of the ones I grab out of the bag.
I bought every flavor they sell in Vancouver.
Okay.
Which I will name from memory.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a surprise.
Well, oh...
We're going to do three now because sodas.
They won't even know the other three till next week.
Unless they look it up, but.
Interesting. Okay.
Nerds.
We can do that.
Drinking all six plus the other mystery drink in the bag is a lot for one sitting.
Yeah. Because
we're not sure if we can reseal them.
Yeah, because they're kind of like pull tabs, and I don't think
that's weird.
They're going to reseal well. So I don't know if we should open six sodas today.
No.
Or seven.
Seven, because there's a mystery, drink.
Six Bundabergs, and then because we didn't have enough, I saw one today, but I got excited about it, so I figured I should get that too. So, yeah, let's try three random Bundabergs and another three next week. Looks fruity.
Guava.
Guava.
It is a pull tab, and that's very weird.
Underrated flavor.
Why are the Australians so weird?
Because
their brains are fried from all the heat?
Their brains are fried from the heat. They've all been poisoned by spiders and snakes, and all their dads are criminals.
And they got chlamydia from koalas?
Yeah, they got that koala chlamydia. Ah! Drew's hurt himself. Give it a good suck.
I'm making out with it. This is a weird little poppy toppy.
Yeah, and just nothing's going back on that.
It is top. Not going back, yeah. 100%. Oh, look, a bunch of high school girls walking by.
Nice.
Guava.
Guava.
It's very potent.
It smells like guava.
Yeah, it's good. It's not as carbonated as I thought it would be. I thought it would be a lot more fizzy. I feel like the Aussies like their fizz. Their fizz and their jizz.
I like it. Flavor's good. Doesn't taste fake.
Nope. Tastes good.
Guava juice is the third ingredient. That's nice.
Illegally imported.
Craft brewed over 2 days.
Hmm.
But that's... not impressive because it's a better country could have just done it right away, but
could have done 30 minutes or less. Okay.
It's good.
Just put it on the table.
We got
other things to do. And
more fruit.
Blood orange,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm imagining will be the good one. Cause I like blood orange stuff.
I also like blood orange. Aranciata Rosa.
Yep.
Pop it. Don't hurt yourself.
That one didn't explode. It's good. Stuck on my fucking finger.
We're ahead of the first one already.
That's good.
Yeah. Is it better?
Ooh. Or like worse? Tastes like real orange. Like real blood orange.
Yeah, it does.
Like that's like an authentic flavor.
That's good. I was gonna ask you, better or worse than the San Pellegrino version?
Ooh, I like that San Pellegrino, but this tastes more like real juice.
This could be better.
I do like that San Pellegrino one though.
They make it
and that other one too, that like fancier Italian one that I got at the whatever the fuck it was called. That was really good too. But that is like real blood orange juice. Mm. Give me more. Give me some loving.
Doing pretty good, Bundaberg.
That is not bad at all. Yeah, that might be something I buy on again.
Yeah, that's really nice.
All right.
I wonder,
should we choose one or should I just keep randomly? This is the last one.
Leave it to chance.
I'm gonna do this one. I'm gonna do the one that fell over and is probably shaken up now. Ah, the root beer.
Root beer?
Root beer. That's the one I wanted to try. Because I like... I don't know if I've had a root beer I didn't like. Nope.
I've had one.
Beaver Buzz root beer.
I've had two. Because I forgot Beaver Buzz root beer. There was a...
Fentman's.
It sounded good. God damn, we were with one rigor mortis on Granville Street downtown. Oh, what was there like a...
Dad's.
Was there like a hot dog place on Granville at one point?
Ooh!
I think there was.
Yes.
Yeah, it was there. And they had like a... I don't remember... I don't think it was brownie, but if some brand had like a caramel root beer that sounded good, and it was bad.
Oh, this one says it was brewed over 3 days.
I like that it's different brewing times for different beverages.
That one says two as well.
That was two. The fruits were two. The root beer takes a full
extra day.
Extra 24 hours. What if this is the best fucking root beer you've ever tasted?
It's good. It's got a weird aftertaste. Also, it'll never be the best root beer because it's not A&W. A&W is the best root beer of all time. Okay.
Got a lot
gotta get the poison out of you.
Gotta get the poison out. You know what? I might even do a little water palate cleanser here. Were you cheating and looking at the other drink?
No, I was looking at, yes, but you told me what it was, so I already knew what it was.
You knew the brand. You didn't know the drink.
Oh.
Now you know the drink.
Nope.
Now it's a spanking.
No, because I didn't read it.
Let me try this root beer.
Yeah, it's good. It's got an interesting aftertaste to it.
Smells good.
I don't know that I'm super jacked on the aftertaste, but...
I see what you mean.
Yeah. Not bad, but not...
It's a little acidic for a root beer. A
little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The aftertaste.
I still do like it, but I think I would have to drink it consistently without a break afterwards, so I didn't always taste the aftertaste.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad. I like both of the fruit ones better, though. I'm done with this. Take it away.
Okay, fine. I'm gonna pee in it. Okay.
And well, then I got more drinks.
And then you got more drinks. Are we trying the more drink?
You wanna?
Yeah, I guess. At least we can put a lid on this one.
Yeah, that one's savable. Because it's... get this. In a can.
In a can.
Tall can.
Premium craft soda. Beaver... Bear... Beaver.
Yeah. From the same makers as Beaver Buzz.
Blue creamsicle. What's a blue creamsicle? Different than an orange creamsicle?
In terms of color, at least, I would say yes.
Made with real cane sugar and pure vanilla.
Yeah. So these folks do good work. They make a great cream soda.
Yes, they do.
And a great orange creamsicle.
I believe there's still one in the fridge.
Ooh. And they also do root beer. I don't know if I've had their root beer, though.
Root beer's good.
Yep.
Root beer's good. Candy stores, snow cone stands, and, of course, soda shops. Memorable places for the from the past that make us reminisce on the good old days when men were men and whites and colors stayed separate. Mm-hmm. This iconic blue raspberry flavor is mixed with a creamy vanilla finish to create blue creamsicle, bringing back that sweet nostalgia with every sip. Bear and Beaver premium craft soda, deliciously crafted. Product of Surrey, British Columbia.
Why don't we just go to the factory?
South Surrey, British Columbia. We should.
I'd kind of like to go to the factory. I would never say on a podcast with a weapon, because that would be irresponsible, and say, bring back black currant, and two, you did not need to change the recipe for citrus. It's still good, but it was better before. So let's fix those two things, and then I won't have to use this weapon that I didn't even bring.
It is. Huh. The address is a house, not like...
Okay, we're going to the Beaver House.
The Beaver House.
We're storming the Beaver House.
It's only a very minor 43 minutes south.
It's not bad.
It's White Rock right near the border.
I mean, I'll be... not the same direction, but I'll be driving 43 minutes home.
That is true. That is true. Right,
so I could just drive to the Beaver House instead of going home.
You could live at the Beaver House.
And live at the Beaver House. And maybe...
You could be a beaver boy.
Well, do they have shrimp and white wine?
They do.
Okay, then I'm in.
Yeah, I like that it just had a postal code on here, so I just put the postal code in, and that's where it took me.
Nice.
DD Beverage and Nutrition, South Surrey, BC, V4A. Beep! I can't say it, can I? 1K7?
I don't know. Well, you did. I don't know. Who cares? No, no one understands Canadian postal codes anyway. True. They got letters in them. They fuck everyone up.
It was, I guess I can't say that on pod. I don't know. Earlier we were...
Say it quiet just to be safe.
we were like, put in an American address to see the shipping costs. Mm-hmm. And then we all just were like, who the fuck knows an American address? So then I literally just went and put in 90210 and it came up.
Smell good.
It smells very blue raspy.
Okay. But I also want that cream element. I can get blue rasp anywhere, but rarely do I get a blue rasp and cream.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
It's real sweet.
Okay.
It's like sweeter than a Faygo.
It is.
Is it sweeter?
Bad.
Sweeter than a Prime? I don't think so. But nothing, but a Faygo?
Nothing sweeter than Prime, despite Prime being zero calories.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's good, but yeah, it is super sweet.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's missing something, but I can't articulate what.
Good thing I've already had like a large coffee and a soda and then sips of soda.
You doing good?
And yeah, I'm going to have the jitters later. Or the sugar shits. I don't know. Something. I'm also going to eat a bunch of blueberry donuts on pod too. So
big night.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting day tomorrow when I shit my pants, but at least I can do it at home.
Yeah. It's terrible when you have to shit your pants on the road.
Yep. Or anywhere that there's other people.
Yeah. Ooh, you've made rings out of the...
I made brass knucks.
Made cool brass knucks out of the Bundaberg tops. Well, got to do something because we can't reseal the Bundabergs. So
I'm going to throw up. I'm going to boff.
Yeah, I might too, actually. Yeah. If we're being totally honest.
Yeah. Anywho. That was okay. It. That's it. Podcast over. We're just doing an hour today.
I think so. I guess we got to...
I mean, we got a lot to do.
I guess we got to do a lot of things.
Got a lot to do.
We're banging stuff out. We were, until about 24 hours ago, banging out every pending request that we had.
Oh, we got more?
Someone, not naming any Olivia-related names, mm-hmm. I had to go and request another thing and send us more money.
Greedy.
greedy, rude.
Greedy.
Greedy. which we have since had some minor back and forth on, and I think have figured out what we're actually doing. Unless you really want to do a 2-hour and 10-minute
musical,
2-hour and 10-minute video that Olivia edited of Adam talking over another video.
I'm sorry, what? That's an option.
That was the initial request.
Oh, what is it?
It's him watching. It's this genre of YouTube of like insincere, but they never admit their insincere YouTube videos, like trying to teach lessons, but like dumb, obvious, like hit you over the head lessons, like don't murder minorities. there's a guy who does a bunch of them called Dar Man, D-H-A-R Man, and then he was like inexplicably so successful with them that there were all these like even worse spinoffs of it, and this was one of those. I think it's called Tomorrow's Teachings. And there's another one I know of called Generation Hope, and there's a whole bunch of them, and it, and they all have like dumb clickbaity titles, like I think this one was "Woman Hates Mexicans, You Won't Believe What Happens Next," and just like shit like that. So, well, first I asked, like, is it better if, like, I know it's your video, so you probably want us to watch your video, but is it better if we watch the video of Adam reacting to it, or is it better if we watch just the source video? Because wouldn't we just largely be making a lot of the same observations that Adam's already making, and then what would we...
That's true.
Even really,
that's us commenting on Adam commenting on things.
Yeah, it's a horrible hall of mirrors.
Here's evil babysitter mistreats kid.
Yeah,
what happens next is shocking.
Yeah, like I think what happens next is shocking is the second half of every single video title for this bullshit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think. Doing that Adam thing is hard.
That's what I thought. So I expressed this to Olivia, and I think Olivia agreed too, and then just instead sent us a different anime movie.
I mean, I am down for anime. What are we watching?
What's it? It sounds interesting, because of who
Suzume.
Made it. There's it is catnip. Not Suzume.
But there's catnip.
Well, there's a cat in Suzume, but we're not watching Suzume.
Why are we not watching Suzume?
I don't know.
Why it's got a cat!
Well, maybe if some intrepid listener out there had their shit together and wanted to flop 150 big boys down, or more, by the way. You, like, don't feel bound by 150. That's just the minimum. You're allowed to tip.
I mean, it's 123 minutes.
Would you go to... that's 2 minutes over the Pride limit. Would we allow it for just this movie?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'll allow it. For just Suzume.
For just Suzume, we'll do 2 hours and 3 minutes.
Deal.
But everything else is 2 hours and 1 minute.
I mean,
minute.
It's the same guy who did Your Name, and we loved Your Name so much.
I know.
And he's got a couple other movies I want to watch. You know what? People can just pay for us to watch the... Makoto Shinkai movies, because he's a good guy who doesn't do bad things. No, he didn't. One of the producers did something bad.
I think a producer did,
yet.
But
also he's Japanese and a man.
He only did something bad by Western standards.
That's true.
East is East and West is West.
Yeah. They're separate, but equal.
You can't compare them. They're different cultures.
He has one that I've wanted to watch for a while called 5 Centimeters Per Second, Children Who Chase Lost Voices.
Is that how fast that Doc Brown had to go in Back to the Future?
Yes.
I got references.
Okay. The Place Promised in Our Early Days and Voices of a Distant Star are all movies he's made that I've all wanted to see. And, oh, and The Garden of Words, which I haven't seen none of. So if anybody who likes anime and likes what we talk about anime, although I feel like every time we say anime stuff, nobody picks that, and they pick something we've never heard of.
Because
you like what you like.
Because the people who are going to pay for anime already have hard opinions about anime, and nothing we say is going to change that.
How about somebody pays full price for Makoto Shinkai's A Gathering of Cats?
Why the fuck are we watching A Gathering of Cats?
It is a 2007... 1 minute short.
Nice.
A cat sick of having its tail stepped on desires to unleash his anger with the help of other cats.
Nice.
Someone needs to pay full price for that.
As someone with a, dare I say, a queen size tail or a size queen tail.
Yep.
You would find this relatable.
Absolutely.
You got a dragger.
The movie is on YouTube.
Nice. My tail grazes the ground, but you got a dragger. Yours gets stepped on.
I am, in fact, the dragger.
Yeah.
Now, don't mispronounce that.
No, that's one you got to be careful with.
Yeah.
Any double G E R.
Yeah.
Just take an extra beat.
Yep.
Yeah. Just those are always better safe than sorry.
People that annoy you. Oh, it was naggers.
Naggers. The anime we'll be watching via Olivia next time or sometime soon is called The Laws of Eternity, and it was made by the Church of Happy Science,
okay,
which is a real church in Japan, and the movie is based on their beliefs. So,
okay,
it's probably weird, but I'm interested.
Sorry, what's it called?
The Laws of Eternity.
Laws of Eternity, 2006.
Second Bush administration.
That is interesting.
The best one. That's the one he won legally. Where he smoked Carrie's boring ass.
Yeah, Carrie. God. Just when you think things can't get worse. It the main female voice actress,
Gillian Anderson,
Sayaka Ohara.
I fucked her.
Is also the main voice actress, or one of the main voice actresses, in Your Name.
Oh.
Looping it all around.
I like it.
Also one of the voices from Sailor Moon.
But she's Sailor Penis?
That's what I was going to go for, actually. No, I guess just has a small role, because I don't see where you are in the cast list.
Is she the cat?
You fucking bitch. Cat doesn't talk, bro. It's not Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I thought it was Sabrina the Teenage Witch. You thought
that Sailor Moon and Sabrina were the same thing?
I think I might have.
I know it's confusing because, you know, Sabrina, Sailor.
I get confused sometimes. Sometimes I forget where I am.
I'm more of a tuxedo mask kind of guy myself.
Mm-hmm.
You're cute. I got a body pillow.
Who doesn't?
Fully clothed on one side, banana hammock on the other. I'll never tell you which side I kiss, but it won't surprise you.
But it's the one you think.
It won't surprise you.
It's the one where you can see penis.
No, he's wearing a banana hammock.
But penis outline.
I guess.
You're not getting bulge in a tux.
Well,
it's a tight tux.
Wear too small of a tux.
I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, so we were getting caught up, and then we aren't caught up anymore.
Well, should we just segue right into the request from Olivia we're doing today?
Mm-hmm. We could.
Is it anime?
Nope.
Wrong. It's anime.
It's Japanime.
As opposed to what?
Well, anime is anything. There's American anime. There's not. But I remember when it was called Japanime for a long time.
That was cool.
Because everybody's racist.
Yeah. It was cool when it was Japanime.
Yeah.
Did Jaden Smith make an anime?
Yes.
He did, right?
He did.
And it did like more than one season on Netflix.
Yeah, it did.
And just destroys any
Credibility?
Faith in humanity you might have had left.
Well, he does wear a dress, so...
Neo Yokio?
Is that... Are you confirming that?
That's
or
my guess.
That's what you think
that
it's
is my
called?
Guess off the dome.
No.
If I got it, I get...
in a year.
I get a tiara that says number one Jaden Smith anime fan.
It did 7 episodes.
That's not that many.
But there...
Was it over 2 seasons? Was it 4 and 3?
One season of 6 episodes.
Okay.
And then one special.
Okay.
And it was called Neo Yokio.
Nice!
Mourning the death of a recent relationship, an elegant and fashionable demon hunter struggles to stay afloat in the elite society of Neo Yokio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jude Law, Susan Sarandon, their giant tits. Jason Schwartzman.
These people did voices for the show?
Yeah. Peter Serafinowicz.
Why would they
John
do that?
John DiMaggio. Ray Wise. Steve Buscemi.
It's a lot of people doing Jaden Smith's anime.
Noted coward, Jamie Foxx.
Eric.
Eric Bishop, you coward. Okay, well, that's fine. We'll get there.
Easy now.
Anyways.
So,
what was the anime we had to watch? Because I didn't watch it. Except for I did.
Beastars, episodes 6 through 10.
Beastars.
From the fine people at Olivia. you had watched... Are you leaving?
Yeah.
You're leaving.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
I am.
You're turning... Pete.
It got real dark real fast in here, so
I was just
lighting it up.
You were thinking, was your sleep paralysis demon coming to get you?
Well, because I don't trust your grabby hands in the dark.
It's the perfect crime.
That's why I don't trust it. I need to know what's being grabbed and by who. By whom?
Whom?
So I'd watched 6 and 7.
With 1 to 5.
When we initially watched 1 and 5, just because I was like into it.
Yeah.
Because
you like the tails.
I like the scales. And not those kind of scales. I mean, the big ones are big and the little ones are little.
Ah, the scale.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I like. And just the animation is great.
It's very nice.
It looks really good.
And I like that they fuck. Interspecies erotica.
Yep. P.S. If someone wants to fucking get on Interspecies Reviewers... That's a show that we should watch. I've been told by more than one person. So, I don't know. Fix it.
Yeah, and fucking Quiet on Set.
Guys, we're trying to watch a pedophile documentary. Why won't you let us watch it?
Ideas.
Yeah.
And realize where we're going wrong.
Learn where the mistakes were made so we can avoid them.
You just have to get bad enough parents.
Step one, gain 200 pounds. Step two, be Jewish.
Find some of the worst parents you can in Hollywood.
Yes, absolute scum parents.
That will just let you do whatever you want to
their
kids.
Anything to whore out their children for less money than you would think.
Significantly less money. But money that they're going to keep.
Oh, yeah. No, they'll get all of it.
Yeah.
It's just their price is pretty low.
Yes.
Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Bynes.
Yeah.
Two of the worst. I've never heard anything about you, but I'm confident saying two of the worst people on earth.
I think, what the fuck is her name? The sidekick from iCarly, Jeanette McCurdy?
Yeah.
And her mom stole all of her money, and then she wrote a book that said, I'm glad my mom is dead.
Yeah.
Or dead? Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's good stuff.
And then she's like, I don't know, like 5'3" little white girl.
Yeah.
I mean, she was fucking
Lamar Odom.
6'11" LaMarcus Aldridge.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, I got most of his first name correct. Actually, I got his entire, all the letters I said were in his first name.
Yep.
There was just also a cuss.
Jeanette. And I think she also, I think she had some leaked nudes.
So she just stands up to blow him?
100%. 100%. Well, I like that somebody made deviant art of her very pregnant.
Boy, oh boy. That came up too fast.
Yep. Well, you know, that's just... Yeah, here you go.
She looks like his adopted white daughter.
Yeah.
She looks like an absolute child beside
She's tiny,
her.
But she's also wearing heels.
Yeah.
So she's significantly taller.
Yeah, she's beefed up to 5'5 there. So yeah. He's only 3.5 feet taller than her.
His dick is the size of her forearm. Yeah. There you go. Anyways, where were we?
Beastars episode 6.
Right.
So you had told me to
keep
a watchful eye out for something that you enjoyed. Gross.
I guess I found gross.
What? I didn't find anything super gross in this.
You didn't find...
Was it the bunny porn?
No.
Oh, then I don't even know.
You didn't find it gross that she was having an egg every day and then selling it to the
school?
That
was episode 7, I think.
That's 7? Okay, yeah. Maybe it was 7.
Yeah. What? She's a chicken.
But it's so weird, because like...
Chickens lay eggs, you silly.
But you're...
That's the problem.
You're... It's just creepy.
She's a chicken. But it's like, not fertilized.
You're
just
a creepy... You're a chicken,
yep,
who's anthropomorphic,
yep,
and has a brain.
Sure.
And you're like giving birth to an egg, an unfertilized egg.
Yeah, it's just an egg.
And then letting... Your classmates at the school.
It's just like if people
eat your egg.
It's just like if people ate kidney stones.
Ew.
Why? But no, it's just a thing that comes out of you. It's not like it's
no,
not alive.
It's fucking gross.
I think it's.
I did not care for it at all.
I think you're being very uptight.
I think it was very disgusting. And then
what
was,
do you want to do?
And just... she was having like full on like pep talks about. To herself about doing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's gross.
She takes pride in her work.
I guess. I don't know. There is no human equivalent to it.
Her eggs made the best egg sandwiches.
Yeah, but your eggs are feeding other... It's gross.
I don't know why.
Okay, fine. You can keep sitting on your fucking high horse there, Mr. eating bird lady's eggs.
I'll eat my friend's eggs.
All right, fine.
Why not?
Fine.
The sandwiches are great.
Let's get an avian in here.
They cut the crusts off.
You eat their eggs. I'll eat them.
I would probably rather eat them than the eggs.
Well.
I would eat the eggs than them.
Okay.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Bang. No, I thought it was gross.
So episode 6 starts with another voring, this time downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And the... Yeah, so what was the deal? They sent some of the, I guess, are they seniors? I guess they're not all seniors, but some of the upperclassmen. Yeah. What was the reason they were out? Just because they could, or like, did it have to do with the Festival of the Meteor, or...
Didn't they go on their own, though?
They kind of went on their own.
Yeah, I don't think they went for anything. I think they snuck out to go.
Okay, yeah, they just went, I guess. I do like that they mentioned that avians need to get their flying license.
I did like that.
Like, because like no one in high school,
yeah,
none of the high school birds can fly, but then after you graduate, you can like apply for your flight license, which I thought was cool.
That is pretty cool. I like that.
So they, there was talk of, and then we see, so there's a meat black market in the big city.
Yeah.
And like outside of there's some creepy dude like selling his own fingers.
It was like an old mountain goat or
he was
ram
like a
or
goat
something
type,
right?
Guy, yeah.
And he had a sign around his neck.
Yeah.
That was like something about feeding for something.
Yeah.
And you could like pay to like eat one of his fingers.
Yeah.
Which was so fast.
And like they considered it. Like Bill the Tiger. Uh-huh. Bill the Tiger was like kind of like, hey, y'all want to go in on one?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, and somewhere on the fence, and Lugosi was like, no.
No.
I would rather not.
Not a fucking chance.
So he sort of kind of gets lost in the black market, or he's like following a scent.
He storms off at first.
Yeah.
But yeah, he gets lost following a scent.
Yeah. And then someone basically like bonks him on the head. Mm-hmm. Then he wakes up.
And it's a big buff panda.
Wakes up in bondage at the hands of a jacked panda.
It's a real Pulp Fiction.
who says anytime there's some carnivore like walking around the black market looking suspicious, basically I give them a concussion. Yeah. And then tie them up.
He's the gatekeeper of the of the market.
Yeah. And so yeah, so he took him back to his place and he basically wanted to see what his intentions were, I guess.
Just to make sure that he's not like trying to like do anything suspicious.
He's not one of the bad ones.
Yeah. Which he's not, but his friend kind of was.
Yeah. Bill seemed to have...
he was kind of like giving in to his more like animalistic urges a little bit.
Respect.
Which I think is the part of why they wanted to sneak out, though.
Yeah.
Because they're so sheltered at the school that they can't do anything.
They want to go out and do hood rat stuff.
They do want to do hood rat shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literal hood rats in this case.
Literal.
So, yeah. So, the panda is a, like, a psychotherapist in addition to being jacked.
Well, that's all of them are.
Really?
No.
I don't think that's true. I don't think
all
you see a
pandas
lot of those.
Who are psychotherapists are
maybe
jacked.
All pandas, but not all psychotherapists are jacked. You don't see that too often.
Not always.
So then Legoshi talks about also
he doesn't have eyes.
I couldn't make heads.
Or is that just the way he's animated?
It's the way he's animated.
Because he doesn't have pupils.
No, he just has like
black
the black fur spots where his eyes are, but they never open and show eyeballs.
Yeah.
Maybe he never opens his eyes.
Maybe he's blind.
Blind panda.
Blind panda. Blind psychotherapist, jack beefcake panda.
He's got a lot going on.
Yeah. Wears a lot of hats. And probably has a cane.
Yeah.
Well, no, because he has a stick, like a bamboo.
Sort of a little crossbow-y thing.
A crossbow thing. Yeah, sorry, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Close enough.
So, yeah, so Legoshi talks about his feelings for Haru, and Panda doesn't really know what to make of it. He kind of doesn't believe that carnivores can be in love with herbivores, and he's like...
That's just the racist world we live in, Scott.
He was being kind of racist, because it's like, he basically said, you're just kind of like... sublimating your desire to eat this bitch into feelings 100%. Of love. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, here, try this. Mm-hmm. Here's some bunny porn on DVD.
I like that he just had it laying around.
Like, now, does he have it for, like, every occasion?
Like, he has porn of literally every animal?
Yeah. Like...
I mean, as long as it's not illegal, so why wouldn't you?
It's not illegal.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm carbon, they're carbon.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Also, like, there's no such thing as humans, so you gotta do something.
Yeah. Like, if it was a wombat that that Legoshi had feelings for, would the panda have had something Absolutely. Where you could say, here, try this?
Absolutely.
I guess so, right? Mm-hmm. Extensive collection.
Yeah.
Does he have more DVDs than me?
Than you?
Than me.
Of animal porn. Is that the question? Does this panda have more animal porn than you?
God damn it.
You walk right into it.
I did. That was fun, though. I liked the journey.
I don't think the panda has more animal porn than you.
Okay, good.
That's the answer to the question.
I want to be the king.
The king of smut.
And wrestling and 2000s television shows.
And movies you'll never watch.
I'll watch a couple of them. Huh? I watch.
Everybody pays for them.
I watch Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
You cry?
A couple of moistenings of of the eyes. I didn't have a full ball or anything. I didn't either. Yeah, I thought maybe I would, but no, it was good though.
Yep.
Maybe if we ever do, I don't know, like a best of 2021 movie things, we'll talk about it.
Nope, probably not.
But maybe we won't.
Because you've got like 40 movies to watch and you're never going to get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
No, I watched two yesterday. I mean,
what was the other one?
Boy. I finished...
Did you watch Belle yet?
Haven't watched Belle yet. Motherfucker. I finished Intrigued, which I started three weeks ago.
Yeah. 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 Good, right? But like,
it's good,
not the thing you were expecting it to be?
No.
Because like, nothing really happened.
No, it did not... It's fine, and everyone did a fine job, yeah. But like, it did not set my world on fire, and spoiler won't be on my list.
Did Adam give it a 9?
I think an 8, which is more...
What did I give it?
More than I would give it.
What did I give it?
I mean, it was perfectly good, but it absolutely won't be on my list. Because, yeah, there wasn't that much to it.
I give it a 7.
I wouldn't give it more than 7.
Now I'm questioning my lifestyle. Am I... Choices in life.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm going to give it a 2. I don't know. I thought it had like a good, like the fact that it was all just like literally natural lighting filmed in the middle of the woods with limited actors and.
Yeah. Like no music.
No music.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool. But, yeah. But I don't think it's an 8.
It's. Yeah. It's like everything about it was perfectly good, but it's not going to stick with me.
Yeah, maybe me neither.
But I did like the old man shitting himself multiple times.
Old man shitting himself was pretty great. And then just being kind of creepy in the woods.
Yeah.
When they like find him later on and he's just like at the cab, the wherever thing. Yeah.
Just waiting for someone to be gay with.
And then getting bathed.
Yeah.
Didn't need to see that.
Didn't like old man cock?
Not particularly. I don't need lemon parties in my life.
And that was Beastars episode 6. So Panda releases Legoshi back into the wild and says, try this bunny porn.
Yeah.
And
suppress your urges with this weirdo.
See what you think. I think episode 7 starts with chicken classmate who takes great pride in the eggs she sells to the cafeteria.
Disgusting.
That sell her eggs as sandwiches on Wednesdays, which Legoshi loves but doesn't know they're coming from the cloaca of the girl directly beside him.
Yeah.
So that's a fun
But I bet look. You if he did, he'd get hard.
Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't?
Yep. If there was a chicken girl making chicken, eggs.
You're here.
Yeah, I'm sitting
chicken
right here.
Chicken girl's right there.
Yeah. I'm eating her baby, her unfertilized baby.
Yeah.
No, I still think it's gross. I still think it's very gross.
Her ovum.
No, thank you.
No?
No. I still think it's disgusting.
Well, it's your loss, Belle.
Hey, life begins at conception.
Not sure how that works for eggs.
I don't know. Ask the Christians. They'll tell you. They know.
They like recap the Haru and Lewis relationship. I'm like, oh yeah, she's a deer fucker.
She sure is.
Yeah.
But hey, at least they're both prey and that's fine.
They are both prey. And in, by the same token, Lewis kind of suggests to Legoshi the, keep it in your own species.
Oh, go fuck Juno.
Discount. Like, yeah. Hey, you're a wolf, she's a wolf. Maybe
you guys can get stinky and sweaty together and stink up the room, and then everybody will have to leave because you smell disgusting. Because
you're two stinky dogs.
Stinky ass dogs.
Even though you're 17 and she's 13, but whatever.
Whatever. It's animals.
Dog stuff.
Dog stuff's fine.
Dog stuff's fine.
There's no age limits in dog stuff.
I think it was mostly just kind of relationship stuff in that.
Yeah.
My first note for episode 8 is God, the tail animations in this are adorable.
Yeah, they are.
Cause I think there is probably like a Legoshi, like, I don't know, getting startled or something. And it's done very, very well.
Yeah.
The, My next note is Juno could have raped Lewis if she wanted to, where she like tackles him.
What my note is, God, just fuck Juno for fuck's sakes. But yeah, she like gets on top of him and she says something about like, I like Legoshi, like he back off.
Yeah.
Like leave him alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
was also a line from Legoshi where he was like, he was being a sad sack about getting taller.
Yeah. Like I hope I don't get taller.
No, because he said something about like, oh, like it doesn't fit properly. Like, did I get taller again? And he goes, when am I going to stop growing? I'm like, why is that a fucking problem?
Yeah.
Get bigger.
Yeah. Play pro ball. Fuck Jeanette McCurdy.
Yeah, exactly. You could be LaMarcus Aldridge.
You could be standing up. Jeanette McCurdy could also be standing up. And she could be...
Yeah.
She could have a mouthful of knot.
You...
No?
No, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
You could be doing a 67.
The lazy man 69.
The lazy man 69, where you're too short for him to do anything. Kevin Nash style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sheila the cheetah can also get it.
Yep. Yep, definitely.
I enjoy her work.
What is my... Oh, so the next note that I have was his... I'm not going to remember it. Like, even though I watched the 2 days ago, the names are going to escape me. Like, oh, she's like friend roommate guy.
The Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever.
I also don't remember his name.
Finds his rabbit porn.
Very funny.
And is like very off put by it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, okay, man, like what, literally like whatever you're into is fine. But like, this is kind of fucking disgusting. Like, I'm not going to kink shame you, but also I'm kink shaming you.
Yeah. Now, what was it disgusting that it was porn at all? Was it disgusting that it was bunny?
I don't know. I think it was because it was bunny, but they are high school kids.
Yeah.
So it could literally be that like he has porn in
his
room.
Maybe he's just a big prude.
Could be a prude. Although I feel like golden retrievers are not prudes. They're like the joyful little balls of love and sunshine. So they're probably like, they'd be super happy that everybody's jerking off.
That's true. I agree.
I think it's because it's bunny.
Yeah.
But like, who cares, man?
Yeah. Come on. Be cool.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Especially if it's red and it's got a big ball at the end of it.
Ugh. Yeah, are you proud of yourself?
Nope, I'm not.
So then it sort of comes that there's a plot by some of the school carnivores to, I don't know if kill Lewis, but like...
Or like injure him severely.
Because they don't want him to be named the Beastar,
because he's going
to
be the next Beastar, and they think that that'll, having a non-predator
set
go
predators
in, set a precedent, and yeah. It's a real Zootopia. It's a bunny cop situation.
It is a bunny cop situation. So there's a jaguar leopard,
I think a leopard
fellow, who is about to like jump.
Yeah, he's like
Lewis.
Stalking him in the hallway, and Legoshi luckily knows jits.
Yeah, obviously.
Because everybody knows jits.
He's a pro.
And he jits them.
Yeah. I did not like how much he was pulling the kitty's tail.
That was hard to watch.
Yeah.
That was hard to watch. But you know what? If you got to take somebody down. You go for their weak point.
I mean, obviously, but also don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Just because he was maybe going to murder Lewis, you had to pull his tail? Not cool, Legoshi.
How many fucking deer there are in the world?
So many.
One less deer is not going to matter.
Call the herd.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Legoshi has this like weird kind of shift where internally he's like, now that I think about it, Lewis is kind of the perfect man, so I'm going to simp for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. True. I don't really know where that, I don't know if it's just like because of the attack, he's like, oh, like he's a good guy and doesn't deserve this, so I should protect him.
Yeah, but, I think he says something like that.
But it comes off very simpy.
It does, for sure. Yeah, I think he says something like, about that, doesn't he? That like,
basically,
he really is a good guy,
yeah.
And he's just misunderstood. And like, I'm gonna make sure that these predators don't take him out.
Yeah. And then, oh, look, lions being assholes.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of notes before we get to lions being assholes, some of them aren't specifically for something, but I wrote,
I sure would like to fuck everyone on this show.
There sure is a lot of devouring talk.
Yes.
They talk about that a lot going forward.
Devouring.
Descriptive
word.
At some point at the school, the power goes out.
Yes.
And they say that, get behind all of the nocturnals.
Yes.
And I was like, that's a pretty sick thing. To be called a nocturnal.
Right.
Like, that's pretty awesome. But
also, that's us.
But one of them's the eagle. And I was like, eagles aren't nocturnal.
I don't know.
Eagles are like daytime predators.
Yeah.
Unless you're like an owl.
Owl would have made a lot more sense.
But like, like the eagle's in the pack. Because then Legoshi remembers that Haru's, she stayed behind at the garden.
Yeah.
And he goes and tells the eagle, like,
you
stay here and
handle this.
And he's
gotta go.
Oh, I can't see in the dark. And Legoshi runs and she's like curled up behind a tree.
Yeah.
And she's scared. And then he sort of is like going to confess his love for her.
Yeah.
And she immediately is like, oh, I have to go over here and do this thing really quickly. So, maybe we'll talk later. And like, she very clearly like does not want it.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to like push to her, like, hey, like I've been watching a lot of rabbit porn and I'm very horny. Right,
I would now like to make some rabbit porn.
I would like to recreate this scene for scene. this magazine right here, can we do this and this and this? Yeah, it was
physically
it was
possible.
Very, very sad because love didn't win that we know of.
Not in that situation. No. And he every time he tries, she just like immediately changes the subject, and he's like, "Hey, bitch, I'm trying to fucking confess my love over here." Yeah. And she's like, "I know, but this is a weird time and place to do it." And he's like, "Okay, I'm sorry. Let's meet back here at the Festival of the Meteor, and tomorrow, and we'll talk."
Yeah.
And then, like a woman, she just immediately gets kidnapped by lions.
You know, you can't just protect yourself because they go for the neck.
Yeah.
I think, so the lions kidnap her. Then we get to learn some of the backstory of Lewis, where when he was a baby or child.
He was meat.
He was meat. He was going to be eaten by the predators.
He was in a meat cage.
He was in a meat cage. He couldn't talk.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He didn't know how to talk.
Language.
And he was going to be sold in the black market until very powerful
business deer
came and like saw that he had like something special because he was protecting.
I want to get cards made now that say business deer.
Business deer. He was protecting his like not brother but just like the other baby deer.
Yeah.
And this business deer realized that like he had something special, so he like adopts him and raises him as his own and protects him from the black market. Then my next note is, I'm really liking this, cats are the villains arc because, it really resonates with me. If I could choose to be a good guy or a bad guy, I'm always going to choose bad guy.
There was one, I think it must've been one of the lions saying it to Legoshi. It was maybe when he was like first, storming the compound. Mm. With him and like the first line he came across, it was the "We feel a day are sick of you, Canada." I'm like, come on, lion, don't get me on your side.
But then he said, "All you do is wag your tail, do stupid tricks, and socialize." That's the best part.
Yes,
that was the end of that line. Yeah, that was so good.
Eat it, dogs. Just wag your fucking
tail. Wag your fucking tail, do some dumb tricks, and socialize.
That's so good.
That's so perfect.
Yeah, we are... we are famously anti-lion as... in terms of cats on the show and in life.
They can't even swim.
But...
they'll have to women hunt for them.
But they're still better than dogs.
I mean, even the most retarded lion is better than a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, so we did still, that definitely still resonated with us.
There was the mayor who's a lion with his fake teeth.
That's awesome, because like you see the mayor a few times before the evil lion gang comes up.
Yeah.
And like the lion mayor, I'm like, the character design on him is kind of weird.
Right. Like his face looks weird.
Yeah. And then, by the end, I'm like, oh, they actually explained why the mayor's face looks weird. Yeah. So he's a lion who like got like plastic surgery. Yeah. So his face is a friendlier shape.
Yeah.
And
got human veneer teeth,
non-fang dentures.
Yeah. It looks weird.
Yeah.
Very off-putting, very unsettling. I did not like the look of it.
No,
I like the idea. The idea the concept is awesome. Is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, human teeth lion.
Yeah.
And hey, it worked. He's mayor.
He got the mayoral candidate. just like Zootopia.
Yep.
So now we get Haru with the lions, and they are going to
they're gonna fucking eat her.
They're gonna eat her, and then the main boss guy comes and
is the Shishigumi.
Shishigumi
is the it's literally a gang of just lions, and they like eating people. That seems to be the entire point of the gang. I don't think they're involved in like organized crime beyond that.
It would be cool if they all had Yakuza tattoos. That would be pretty sick.
Yeah, and they're all missing their pinkies.
They're all missing their pinkies, so the big bad boss stops them from eating her.
Yeah.
And tries,
like, hey, get out of here.
And seems like he's doing Lord's work.
Yeah.
But then there's a real, you want to be a star, don't you?
Yeah, it makes her take her clothes off.
Well, and like that whole scene is one disgusting.
Yes.
And just like, I can't believe that's in an anime that's on Netflix for anybody to watch.
Yeah,
because he's like, she's like face down, ass up. He's holding her tail, and he's saying that he's trying to embarrass her as much as he can.
Because it's good.
Because the blood flows through the body and makes the meat more tender.
Yeah.
And
there is also a, I think just before the disrobing, a very uncomfortable line of, let's check if you're really white all over.
Yes, that was said out loud.
Yep.
And then I think when Legoshi gets there to save her, after he has that first interaction with that first lion, because then he kicks his ass.
Yeah.
Then he runs into a couple other ones, and then they go like, "Oh, what a fine day for a cat hunt, wouldn't you say?" And I was like, "No, I wouldn't say it's a good day for a cat."
Disagree.
Hunt.
I would argue that there is no good day.
Oh, that's after Panda shows up.
Panda
again.
Shows up.
Yeah. Panda says that.
Yeah, because Legoshi has the opportunity to kill the first lion he comes across by biting his neck and doesn't.
Yeah.
And then the lion like retakes the advantage and is going to kill him.
Yeah.
And then gets crossbowed in the back.
Yeah.
From jacked panda friend.
Yeah.
And then they basically do the raid.
They do in fact do the raid
through the Shishigumi's clubhouse.
Yeah. But then I think at one point they get into like, they're outnumbered by the lions.
Yeah.
And I said like out loud to myself, even though I was like, you know, not really like watching the screen. I was like, look out, those lions have retard strength.
They do.
The
strength of 10 cats.
Yeah. Oh, the actual line that I wrote down for the embarrassing her thing was holding her tail up, saying, just relax. Like that made me feel sick to my stomach.
There's some uncomfortable stuff in that. You don't see any actual rabbit genitalia.
No,
but you see everything but.
Yeah, yeah. You got boobs.
Yeah, boobs,
bare butt,
balls, and back.
So then she fights back and tells him, like, do you really think this is embarrassing for me? Like,
yeah.
You obviously don't know anything about my life.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't fucking care. And then he goes, well, fine. Then if you know what's going to embarrass you is if I put my lion penis inside of you.
Yeah.
And he's going to.
and he is going to. He is, if nothing else, a man of his word.
A man of his word. until
the ghost Goji
makes the save and fucks shit up.
Yeah, and that's basically the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And that's where we... That's
the end of 10. That's the end of 10.
So, if somebody, anybody, wanted to get us a few more of those...
Anyone named Olivia or not necessarily named Olivia...
Whoever.
But could be named Olivia.
Certainly could. That's on the table.
That is on the table.
Yeah, we are... very much on board.
Yeah, I wasn't sure after the first like four episodes. I was like, oh, this is just gonna be high school and they're just doing high school talk. Like, do you remember how important the play was at the beginning of
the play was so important.
And now we're 10 episodes in and it doesn't even matter.
No.
Like, the play's not even a part of the plot anymore.
No, not at all.
Now it's like murder and eating people and lions raping.
Yeah, the stakes have definitely been raised, I think.
But I think it'll go full circle, and then the last episode will be them doing the play. We stopped the rape lions. Nobody's eating anybody. We figured out who killed who.
Yeah.
And now we're just going to do the play.
Yeah, perfect. So should we do next what? Oh, 19. Man, I meant to write down the timestamps of when we started talking about things. Now I gotta do it myself later. At least I'll write down this one so I only have to find the
other one. Yeah. 19. So
it's at about 1:45.
Yeah.
All right.
1980
was a good year.
Yeah, you were negative 25 years old.
That's correct.
I was negative 6 years old.
Yep.
Somewhere in time. I knew what the movie was. Mm-hmm. I had a vague idea of what the plot was, but I had never actually seen it.
Yeah. This is brought to us by
a goddamn medical doctor.
This is brought to us by Dr. James L., who sent, in fact,
L. Brooks.
It's James L. Brooks. Thanks for terms of endearment.
When it's Treehouse of Horrors, it's James
Hell Brooks. Ooh. And what Dr. James did was send a lot more than the $150.
Oh, so he's a good listener.
Yeah. So it's nice that somebody gets it. He says, I have watched Yorn Adams gaming streams for a while. They have gotten me through some rough times since 2017, ? I'll be honest and say I skipped most of the ones you weren't on. James, you're not the first person to say that. And it brightens my day every time someone does.
I like it.
I must say. I
don't think I've ever seen an Adam clip that you weren't on.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost.
I don't think I have much of an ego, but when... No, don't be like that.
That's okay.
When people say, I only watch for you, that does make me feel good.
I mean, yeah. It's almost as if you should be a part of it all the time. Hmm. It's the same thing with wrestling, though. Like, when we're at an unnamed company in the state of Washington.
Yeah.
And it's very clear who are the best people on the show.
Yeah.
And people will come up to us and say, like, oh yeah, like we're here for you. Just like watching you guys.
Yeah.
And they're like, thanks. We're aware. We're well aware that there is a very big gap below us.
We're doing the best at this. Yeah. He continues to say, I am a medical doctor in the US. No lie. LOL. Please split this.
Pussyology. Nice.
Please split this between you and Drew as you see fit. 90-10 as standard.
90 for me, 10 for you.
90 for Drew, 10 for me. Drew, sorry, I can't talk about you as much. I haven't heard as much from you, but you seem very cool and thematically resonant. which I like that a lot. Do you still need new boots? Not anymore.
Thanks.
Actually, you do.
Technically, yes.
Actually, you do need a second new boots.
Technically, yes.
But I will... Yeah. Drew needs two pairs of boots, but this and a couple other things largely did pay for the first pair. So
I'm very excited.
So thank you very much.
I haven't had new boots since 2016.
I was trying to think when I have. I've had them more recently than 2016.
I got them from one Mr. Fitness, who bought them and didn't like the way they looked on his legs.
Perfect.
So he gave them to me, and I've been wearing them ever since, and now they're broken.
As he says, do you still need new boots? Let's get that sorted, hopefully. It is now halfway sorted. I'm not a ped, sorry, cinephile, like you and your listeners, but I do actually have one request. Janot Schwartz, 1980 Psychotic Fever Dream, Somewhere in Time, starring Pre-Horse Catastrophe. Chris...
He did it?
This will come up later. Starring Pre-Horse Catastrophe, Christopher Reeves.
Okay.
Also, there is a horse in this film, but it doesn't result in paralysis, believe it or not. I think it secretly might be good, but the implications are also crazy. Huge thank you to Dr. James.
Dr. James Hellbrooks.
To Dr. James Hellbrooks for the request, the extra money, and somewhere in 1980s, Somewhere in Time. Drew, you said to me off air, this is perhaps your new favorite movie.
It's my second favorite traveling back in time for love movie I've ever seen. Ooh, third? Fuck. About Time's pretty fucking good, and it makes me cry every time. But it's also not The Time Traveler's Wife. Someone wrote a book and then made a movie about a grown man going back in time to groom the woman he would marry when she's an adult.
Yeah.
And we're just okay with it.
We're fine with it. Also, how is your number one time traveling going back in time for love movie not Back to the Future?
Three?
Where Michael J. Fox goes back in time to fuck his mom.
I mean, his mom was pretty hot in that movie.
It was fucking Leia Thompson.
Leia Thompson's pretty fucking hot.
It was Caroline in the God... No, wait. Is Caroline in the City?
Caroline City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked Caroline in the City because her friend on the show, Annie...
Potts?
No. Was...
Bo Banny?
Yeah. Mm. Was in a production of Cats in the show, and sometimes she would show up as a cat.
Okay, I'm listening.
It was a good show.
I don't know if I've ever actually seen Caroline in the City.
I haven't seen much, but I've seen enough where... I've seen Annie as a cat.
Is it Caroline Rhea, noted godmother of...
Even though there's...
There's literally no proof.
Zero proof.
The best friend is...
I can picture her. I don't know if she's like an actress of note.
Amy Pete. Oh, she's in... She had a very minor story arc in The Office.
Oh, did she?
She owned a bar that Jim Pam take Michael on a blind date to.
Okay.
And then she turns out she's married and Michael's fine with it.
Nice. Is she a cat in that?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. She only does
Maybe
cats.
Maybe she's just a cat.
She only does cats. Hate to be the one to tell you that, but all cats, all the time. I've never heard of any of the main actors in this show that aren't Leia Thompson or...
I can't even picture anyone else. I assume there's some men, but I don't know who they are and what their names are.
I mean, I recognize a couple people that are like guest stars that are way down the list. Are you familiar with Eric Lutz?
No.
Malcolm Getz? Andy Lauer?
Matt's brother?
Tom LaGrua.
No. Tom Segura?
Sophia Milos?
Sophia Loren?
I recognize Candace as Zara.
Candace Bergen.
And then everybody else is just like guest stars.
Yeah.
I have no idea who these fucking people are.
It's Caroline City, man.
Apparently. How about Veronica's Closet? You big Veronica's Closet guy?
No.
Why? You don't like big fat fatties who like Donald Trump and are dead?
And our Scientologists and are dead.
And our Scientologists are
dead? No, I don't.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can find a picture of her in Cats. You keep talking.
It's a 1980 movie. We start in 1972.
Yeah.
Where Christopher Reeve. No.
Yeah, it's like Big Country Bryant Christopher Reeves.
A lot of people. There's certain. This one, this very specific is, yes, her as Cat. I like it.
I'd fuck her.
Yeah. Fucking right you would.
That's pretty good. Even though she has AIDS. All the cats and cats have AIDS, right? That was the story. That's what I took away from it.
I think you've combined cats rent. Cats.
Or St. Elmo's fire. The fire was the burning of their groins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure if everyone in Rent had AIDS.
Romp or clomp or stomp or one of those pieces of garbage.
I think just everyone in Rent got molested by Kevin Spacey.
Mm. Or that movie Kids. You ever seen Kids?
I have seen Kids.
I haven't seen Kids.
I've seen Kids. I've seen Gummo, and I conflate those two a lot.
I don't think I've seen either.
Because they're both from the mid-90s and both involve Harmony Korine.
I don't.
Like, maybe one was written, one was directed. And,
I don't like Harmony Korine.
And they're both kind of gross. And
Kids is directed by Larry Clark.
Larry.
And is written by Harmony Korine.
Yeah. And Harmony Korine maybe
Gummo
directed.
Is directed by.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, I like one Harmony Korine thing. Oh,
Spring Breakers, your favorite.
My favorite movie of all time. No, I didn't hate Beach Bum.
Beach Bum's good.
Yeah, I didn't hate Beach Bum.
Martin Lawrence? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's true.
They fucking ate him.
They fucking ate him. Juice?
That was a good one. So it was 1972 and Christopher Reeve. Okay, that's what I was saying.
Yes.
There are certain last names that people want to put an S on.
Yeah.
This one.
Name a second one.
I mean, there's so many and none I can think of. But I feel like if I search last names people put an S on. No, I don't want to know how to pluralize last names. You know what I mean. This happened. There are a bunch of celebrities.
You confused it.
It's a bunch of celebrities where people wrongly put an S on their last name. I don't know.
Paul Rubens.
No, he has an S. That's a bad example. Why can't I think of one? There's so many.
Zsa Zsa Gabor's.
The only one I could think of is Tracy Morgan calling Jay Moore, right. Jay Moore's.
Hey, Jay Moore's. You want to get nice?
I don't know. Anna Kendrick, because they think she's Christina Hendricks. I don't know. I don't think that one really happens.
Not really.
But there are other ones that do happen, sure. And sure. I wish I could think of one fucking example.
I said to you earlier in the car that, like, up until 2 days ago, I thought his name was Christopher Reeves.
It is not.
Yeah. I learned from
watching... So does Dr. James.
I learned from watching the movie. Yeah, so does Dr. James.
Yeah.
That his name is Christopher Reeve.
Yeah. Now, in this very specific example, which is regrettably the only example I can think of, I think one of the reasons people do it with this is because Superman before Christopher Reeve was played by no relation George Reeves, who then fucking
blew his
goddamn brains out. Yeah. But so that one's confusing.
I've seen the first two Superman movies. Is
Superman?
It is Richard Pryor in. Three or four?
I believe he's in three.
That's weird.
I believe he's
Richard
the,
Pryor.
He's the unwitting bad guy in three.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I think he's...
He's Lex Luger?
I think he's Lex Luger. Richard Pryor in his bravest role to date as the narcissist Lex Luger.
Weird.
Yeah, he... that's when computers were invented.
Mm-hmm.
And he... Pryor,
is he a hacker?
Basically, yes. Ooh. He's basically like an early 80s hacker.
I like movies where people are just hackers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big hacker guy.
And he does a thing where, like, for every, like, bank transaction where, like, fractions of a cent are, like, rounded down, he gets those rounded cents. Don't look at me like I'm an asshole. This is the real plot.
I think you're describing no. Office Space.
No, that's where Office Space got it from.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, no, it's literally...
Oh, I guess, yeah, maybe they do.
They reference
they
it.
They do reference that. You're yeah. right. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's a lame bad guy for Superman. Well,
I think Pryor doing that is the pawn of a bigger bad guy.
Lex Luger.
Yeah. Also played by Richard Pryor right. in a brave dual role.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is Gene Hackman in it?
I don't know.
We should watch Superman 3. Somebody should pay for Superman 3. It sounds stupid.
Probably. How many are there? Four?
Four.
Is four stupider than three?
And then there's Supergirl, which I think was like...
I've watched Supergirl. Yeah. It's...
bad.
Nonsense.
Aiming to defeat the Man of Steel, wealthy executive Ross Webster hires bumbling but brilliant Gus Gorman to develop synthetic...
I'm guessing Pryor is Gus.
To develop synthetic kryptonite, which yields some unexpected... physiological effects in the third installment of the 1980s Superman franchise. Between rekindling romance with his high school sweetheart and saving himself, Superman must contend with a super powerful supercomputer. He is, in fact, August Gus Gorman.
Nice.
Jackie Cooper, Mark McClure, Annette O'Toole. Robert Vaughn is the bad guy.
Nice.
Margot Kidder.
Not the best movie where Robert Vaughn is the bad guy.
No, that would be baseball.
Absolutely.
Does not look like Hackman is in the movie.
I think it's just Robert Vaughn.
Well, why didn't Hackman want to do it?
He was busy.
Directed by Richard Molester Lester.
Yeah, and I think the product... I can't... One of the Supermans, the production was a mess.
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Christopher Reeve, that is your real name. It's not, it is. He's got a dumb middle name.
Molly.
Doyler. D apostrophe O-L-I-R. Doylier.
Don't like that.
Well, yeah, well, that's, there you go. Moving on. Yeah, and Superman 4 is the quest for peace.
Yeah. Did they
which Hackman is back.
Oh, he's
in,
back.
Back in.
Hackman is Backman.
Yeah, they got him. Aw. Noted good actor John Cryer, isn't it? Jim Broadbent?
Nice.
Interesting. All right, anyways. Continue with whatever the fuck you were talking about. I don't... no, I was paying attention.
1980s Somewhere in Time, I think.
Yes,
I was
sorry.
Talking about. So we started in 1972, where yep. Mr. Reeve has some sick Farrah Fawcett hair.
He does.
Feathered.
Yeah. He's very fancy looking.
Yeah.
But he is going to a fake Ivy League school or a real Ivy League school?
Fake.
Yeah. Oh, it's a fake art school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
he's a playwright, and he's just written his first stage performance
like
for the school.
Local theater.
But everybody's like, you're the next big thing. You're going to go to Broadway and bro down.
It could be a Broadway bro down. And so they do the play. They're having a nice time afterwards. And then the world's oldest woman shows up, hands him a pocket watch.
Yeah. And says, come back to me.
And says, yeah, come back to me. Come find me or
come on my back. If
come
you
on
want
my
to
back
live.
If you want to live.
That's an excellent drawn together reference. Maybe a little neck snapping will refresh your memory. Maybe a little spooning will refresh your memory.
And then leaves, and then
goes home and fucking dies.
Yeah. Smash cut to 8 years in the future. He's the king of Broadway, I guess. Mm-hmm. They're calling him the straight Stephen Sondheim.
Yep. Or straight anybody else who writes plays straight on Broadway.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yep. Sir.
Lord. Lord Sir.
Lord Sir. Andrew Lord. Lloyd Webber.
Andrew Lord Webber.
Andrew Lord Webber. Yeah, you're right. But like L-O-R-D-E, like the singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord.
There's got that. Okay, I got that. Somebody has to have done that. Anyways, continue. Continue with what you're doing.
Done what? Andrew Lord Webber? Yeah. I don't know if anyone has. It's a big internet out there, but I don't know if anyone's done Andrew Lord Webber. You could be the first. This could be your...
That's Elton John.
Your ticket to greatness.
Anyways, continue on your way.
The, yeah, so... 8 years in the future, he's
a big fancy man.
He's
now.
A big fancy man in a big fancy apartment.
Yeah. But he's sad and bored.
He's sad and bored, and everyone's like bugging him to write his next thing.
Yeah.
So he, I don't know, gets out of town for a bit and goes to the Grand Hotel.
Well, no, he's going somewhere else. And then as he approaches it, he stops and goes like, why does that seem like a place I should go to? And then he goes.
Yeah.
And he tells the guy like, yeah, you know, I've never been here before and I've been lived here for 8 years and I've never been. And they're like, okay, cool. I don't care. Stop telling me.
I was going to say, I don't know you. Like,
yeah, like I don't give a shit about your story.
Like, yeah, I'm sure.
Stay here or don't. It doesn't fucking matter.
Lots of people have lived near here and not. Gun here, but yeah, yes, you're do you have money? Great, then you're allowed to stay. Who cares?
Yeah. If I gave you two empty bowls,
okay,
and I gave you 10 little like marbles, and you could put put the marbles in the two bowls,
yeah.
One bowl is handsomeness and being attractive,
okay,
the other bowl. Is acting ability.
Okay.
How many marbles are going into each bowl and why are all 10 going into handsome?
For Mr. Reeve?
For Mr. Reeve.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not good. You
he's
know what
he's not.
What he is good as is Superman.
Sure.
Good casting.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I believe he's an alien.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is okay but not great at acting like a human.
Yes.
But in this, he's supposed to be human the whole time.
Yeah.
And he's not really good.
He's doing like...
He's overacting.
Slapsticky.
He's got a
lot... Goofball.
Doing a lot of faces.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
It's real shticky.
And like, that's not really the tone of the movie.
It's not.
But that's the way he's
Well, that's what he's
it.
Doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of big faces in this movie, which the movie does not call for. No.
I know I've obviously seen him... I've seen him in Superman. Mm-hmm. I've seen him in Village of the Damned. I've maybe seen him in one other thing. But
did you see him fall off that horse?
No.
Okay.
Nobody saw that. But it still just seems so weird to see him walking around.
Doesn't feel right.
Because almost all of my memories of him are in the wheelchair.
Yeah. What's the opposite of Christopher Reeve? Christopher Walken. Hoo-ah!
I wish that was the end of the podcast. That's the perfect way. Okay, save it for the end. We'll loop back around to it and
tell it again.
And hopefully nobody will remember that you told it. Because that's pretty fucking good. That's pretty good.
You were saying...
It's gone now. Because you made the best joke that's ever happened. but yeah, it's just so weird to see him, like, obviously he could walk before the accident.
Yeah.
But, like, seeing him on camera walking around, like, doesn't all my right. memories of him are, like, doing Larry King interviews and, like, being on the news about stem cell research and the one time he was in the Smallville as himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He was like explaining the wonders of the universe to Mr. Tom Welling.
Yeah. That fucker ever do anything besides
Scott, he's in the greatest movie ever made, Draft Day. He's the quarterback that they already have.
Oh my god.
Before they draft, they're going to draft the other guy.
I would like to apologize to Tom Welling and the entire Welling family.
Thank you.
For questioning that he ever did anything other than Smallville when he was the goddamn quarterback in Draft Day.
Yeah, I believe his name is, can I pull it?
Dirk Schneider.
No, it's Drew something. Or something Drew.
Bledsoe.
Brian Drew is his name.
Brian Drew.
Brian Drew is his name in the movie.
What the hell last name is Drew?
I don't know, man. I don't make the rules.
It's barely a first name.
That is correct. It is barely a first name. It's now a shortened name.
Now we're going last name. That seems arrogant.
Anyways.
I don't think we're getting to the last thing.
I told you we weren't when we started this.
I think you were right.
That's fine. We can do that and the other anime thing.
Hate it when you're right.
Well, Scott. It
makes me so mad.
That's because I understand how bad we are at podcasting.
God damn it. Every.
Remember when we used to do hour 30 ones and now we can barely get to 2.5 hours?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. Yes to both of those things.
Correct. So he sees an old picture.
He's in the Hall of History at the Grand Hotel.
Which is what all hotels have.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Also, I would like to stay in this hotel. It's a real hotel.
Yeah.
In Michigan, I think, if I recall from the credits. Yeah, I like...
big, old, fancy hotels?
Yes.
That's because you're a fancy girl.
I'm a big, old, fancy girl.
You're very fancy.
And I want to stay in a hotel of my like.
You know it's fucking haunted, right?
It's definitely haunted.
Hmm.
But I don't. Yeah, I want to stay in the fucking Shining Hotel.
But you know what? If the ghosts have tits like Jane Seymour, then I'm fine.
Yeah. So in the Hall of History, as we have established, all hotels have.
Yep.
He sees
every hotel I've ever stayed in.
He sees a portrait of 1912 Jane Seymour, and immediately is like, "I gotta fuck this old dead bitch."
That's how I do it. I will
transcend the laws of time and space to fuck this old dead bitch.
You better not trans, but
nothing,
okay.
nothing else matters anymore. So he goes and like talks to the hotel caretaker sort of Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, where do I know this old dude from? Do you know where?
I know him from Home Alone.
No. Yes. He's in a bunch of John Hughes movies. He's in Home Alone, Planes, Trains, and something else. But not
Bill Irwin.
Yeah.
He is in Home Alone when, I can tell you exactly the scene.
Can you?
When Catherine O'Hara is trying to get home. She's at the airport.
Yeah.
That she's trying to buy a plane ticket from a nice old lady.
Yeah.
She's offering her money, plane ticket for the next day, her earrings. And right. Then he's the husband and he walks over and he says the line like, "Oh, if we go tomorrow, she'll give us money." Blah, blah, blah. And like, "Oh, and the earrings. Don't forget you like the earrings." And he goes, "She's got lots of earrings at home. Long dangly ones. Let's go." Don't ask me how I know that line, but that's nice. The guy, Bill Irwin.
Nice.
He's also in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Which is what I said. What I knew him from was Seinfeld.
Ooh.
It's the old guy that Sidney, I think his name is, that Jerry's taking care of in one episode. And he's just like a crank. But that's
okay.
But when I went through his thing, I'm like, I think the John Hughes movies, but no, Seinfeld is what I was picturing him from.
Yeah,
and also for playing 8 different characters in 5 seasons on Growing Pains. Shout out for that.
Okay, right.
Just like, hey, you need a kind of old guy,
you need a curmudgeon or get a next Bill. Door neighbor. Yeah.
Haven't we already used them? Who cares? Haven't we already used them this season? Who cares?
Do you want him to play a child molester this time? Because he's good at that.
Arthur tells him...
That's like the most famous stage actress of the 1910s.
Yeah. So he goes and does all this research on her and finds out about her and her her manager, Christopher Plummer.
Yep. Who has never looked young.
No.
He's always been an old man.
Yeah.
Even when he was like 30, he was an old man.
He was old in The Sound of Music.
He was.
Which was made in 1873.
Correct.
It's correctly predicted World War II.
It is a little do people know that The Sound of Music is train arriving at station.
Yes. And yeah, he's looking at that. He's like, oh, there was something strange about their relationship. Yeah, Christopher Plummer was 58 and she was 12.
That is true.
Might have been that.
Yep. Them titties ain't 12, though.
No.
Although they very much are.
Or a 12 out of 10.
12 out of 10, absolutely.
So I described this movie to Shay, and I was saying how I wanted it to be more crazy and fever dreamy of a movie, but in describing it, Shay's like, that sounds awesome.
Well, it's also helped by the overacting and slapstick silliness of Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, and I think it was this part that sold him on it, because I was saying, so he's like, yeah, I gotta fuck this old dead bitch. So he, of course, goes to his college science professor.
Yeah, as a guy who's taking, like, art.
Yeah.
And he goes, I did physics.
Yeah. And goes, hey.
Is time travel possible?
Can you do time travel? And the professor says,
come with me.
Yeah. If you concentrate really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
He was like, oh, I was in a hotel in Venice in 1962 and I noticed that all of the furniture was really old, so I closed my eyes and said, I'm in 1685.
And then
I was maybe there, but then I couldn't remember and I came back.
And I'll never do it again. And
I'll never do it again.
Even though it didn't sound like it was scary or anything. Nope. Or nothing even though bad
there was
happened.
No, yeah, there was no, no side effects of me traveling back in time in my mind.
Yeah. So then Reeve was like, all right. And then like...
That sounds good.
Yeah. And then pretty easily does it.
No.
Fairly easily.
He struggles.
It
took him like the whole night until he realized what the like mistake was. And the mistake was so fucking stupid.
Yeah, my mistake. It took him 3 hours to time travel. I'm sorry. I guess it wasn't that easy.
Because so he gets a suit for the period, although not really. Mm. He has a bunch of coins that are like for the time.
Yeah,
he's got like the pocket watch. He cuts his hair, his beautiful Farrah Fawcett hair, slicks it back all greased up like a Dago Wop.
Gets a cool bowler hat.
Gets a bowler hat and everything, and he's ready to go. But he's recorded himself speaking into a tape recorder saying
it's 1912.
Here's the date. Oh,
yeah.
When he's looking for all the information on her, and he asks the old guy where he got this, where the pictures are from.
Yeah,
he goes, he finds a ledger, like a book from the hotel, from that time with his name in it.
Yeah,
his room number and the time that he checked in.
That's right.
Which is how he knew he was there.
Yeah,
which
same way Jack was in The Shining.
Ah, correct. Yeah,
yeah.
And so
I think it's a shared universe, actually.
I mean, it's...
Actually, did they both come out in 1980?
Yeah.
Big
hotel time travel?
Big hotel time travel.
Now, here. Which movie had implied furry oral sex in it, and which one didn't?
Well, to be fair, most movies I watch have that, because I like to imagine parts.
Which movie?
But more so The Shining.
Which movie psychologically and sort of physically damaged an actress to the point where she didn't act for almost 30 years?
I think Jane Seymour was okay.
Okay, so probably, it must have been The Shining?
Probably Shelley Duvall got her shit real fucked up for kind of the rest of her life.
What a psychopath. That he just decided this
to terrorize.
Poor, like, she's like a little tiny
she's
woman.
She's olive oil.
She's, yeah, and she was not very old at the time.
No.
She was like 24.
She was 8.
And he was like, you know what? I want better performances out of her. I'm going to torment her.
I'm going to destroy you psychologically.
I'm going to just make her so mentally broken down that by the time this production is over, she's not going to leave her house for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty wild. Poor olive oil. Although, don't ever watch that movie, because that movie's fucking terrible.
I haven't.
Popeye is horrible.
Do not request
it
Popeye.
It is unwatchable.
And do not
send... And it's Robert Altman, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big name, very accomplished director doing one of the biggest pieces of shit.
Yeah.
It's fuck that movie. I'm glad he's dead.
I don't know why Robert Altman did Popeye. It's, I guess...
The all, i.e. aller. Oh. So yeah, so that's... When he's in the bedroom, and he's listening to the
good
tape,
movie.
And he's like, tossing and turning, and, like, sweating a bunch.
I don't know why he's so sweaty.
Like, insanely overacting the fact that he's trying to time travel. And then he has this realization, because he's put everything in the closet, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
So, like, the television, all the modern stuff is
being
in the closet.
Gay.
But, well, because he can't come out for a while. Now you can. But
sure.
He's no Rock Hudson. Or the dad from the Brady Bunch. Then he kind of has this like realization of like, duh, the tape recorder.
The tape recorder.
So he puts the tape recorder under the bed while it's still playing. And that's enough for him to travel backwards in time, is just not seeing it.
Yeah.
But you can still,
it's still
hear
playing.
It, but it's a visual, the visual of it being in front of him.
Yeah.
Is the point that sends him back in time.
Yeah. That's a thing that happened in this movie.
Yeah. So he wakes...
Also, this is almost literally an American Dad episode where they're staying in a nice hotel and Steve sees a picture of this like hot lady with a panther and said, and it has to be based on this. Like, it's too similar. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was a reference to anything until this movie, but same thing. Steve's like, gotta fuck her. And the hotel, I don't know, maitre d', Hector Elizondo, says, yeah, just like lie down and concentrate on it. And then he does, and, wakes up in 1982 or whenever it was painted. And, so I think it's, I don't really know the painter, but I think it was a real painter who was like a weirdo, maybe pedophile, drug addict.
Okay.
It turns out the hot girl's Steve, and he wants to fuck himself.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to fuck the panther.
No, that'd be cool. Mm. But it's Annie from Caroline in the City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. I have a note that it's an atrocity that they let that flat-chested old hag play old woman Jane Seymour.
They should have found the hottest old lady in the world.
They should have gone forward in time and got currently 70-year-old Jane Seymour
to play.
Bring her back in time.
Yes.
Because then that's a, you put both your hands together.
How old was the old woman? I bet she's
probably younger than you think.
Younger. Yeah. If she's younger than Jane Seymour is now, would be very interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me...
Because, I mean, she definitely had a ton of makeup on.
Yeah.
The...
Show me... Old...
Susan French is her name. Ooh, she was in Jaws 2.
Did she play the shark?
She's Bruce.
She was born in 1912. It's perfect.
Okay.
That's why they cast her.
All right.
So she was 68? Jane Seymour's older than that.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Jane Seymour was born in 1951.
Yeah, she's 73.
Yep.
And is
fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. And she's older than the old bitch who played old her. Yeah.
But that's what they did in those that era of movies, is make people who were like, you had to make everybody look like they were 95 years old, even if they were 51.
Yeah, but also people just looked older, too.
I guess.
But like, if you go like even further back in time, like in the 40s, like 19-year-olds looked 40.
This is Jane Seymour now.
Oh my God.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
73.
You've gotta be fucking kidding me.
That's ridiculous.
She's beautiful.
She's perfect.
Beautiful. You know what, Helen Mirren? You might not be number one. you might be number two.
You got trouble, Helen.
Jane's coming for you. I wonder if she's got bad politics. I wonder if white woman playing a fake. Was Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman part native, or was it just her boyfriend who was native?
I think just her boyfriend. I think she was canonically white.
Well, white savior. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And she's British? She is British.
Yeah.
Then I'm out.
So he wakes up in 1912 and he's bopping around the hotel trying to find, asking around, hey, have you seen the hottest woman and most famous actress of now? And they're like, yeah, she's probably over there. And they just kill like 10 minutes of him like looking around for her.
Yeah. Just wandering the grounds.
Yeah. And like nothing of consequence happens at all. I will say there was one very nice shot here where he's outside the hotel and he's like in a doorway and there's a window beside him. And then someone pulls down like a black shade so you can see the reflection in the window better. And that's the first shot of her you see, because she's like walking along further back and then he sees her and goes and finds her, and she clearly seems to know something the second they meet.
Well, you find out eventually, but
he's like, "Hey," and she's like, "Are you the one?"
She's like, is it you
is what
she said. And then he goes, maybe
it could be. And Christopher Plummer's
touch
like,
my penis and find out.
Christopher Plummer shows up. He's her manager, basically. Yeah. And
business manager.
And says, fuck that guy.
Yeah, get away from him. What were we talking about? Oh, we didn't really have a lot of time to talk.
Yeah.
Like, well, you were conversing, so obviously you did. Oh, no, I'm just a little old lady.
And then Christopher Reeve basically stalks her for a while.
Yes, he does.
And comes off as a bit of a creep.
Big time. And like a fumbly buffoon quite a bit. Yeah. Yeah.
And eventually he wins her over because he's handsome.
Uh-huh.
I wrote down, I get nervous whenever Christopher Reeve is around horses. Because there was a horse scene.
At one point I just wrote, ooh, he's running.
It is jarring when he runs.
Something I learned while looking up Jane Seymour. That she said that her and Christopher Reeve fell in love during production of this movie in 1979, but they broke up when Reeve learned that his ex-girlfriend was expecting his child, but the two remained good friends until his death.
So if Reeve
hadn't knocked up his ex-girlfriend,
had wrapped it up,
yeah, then he would have been with Jane Seymour.
He could be fucking Jane Seymour.
And he might still be alive.
And probably would be alive and walking.
Maybe. Maybe. Instead, she married five other guys because she's been married five times.
Nice.
And is currently or was married to the dad from Titus's brother. So not Stacy Keach, but
Stacy Keach's brother James from Keach. Titus.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, not his brother in the show. Stacy Keach's brother. Yeah. Okay. Did James ever make it on Titus? Did he play Titus's uncle?
It's very possible.
Hmm.
I've seen him in one thing. We should watch Titus. Is it good? It's not. It's not.
No, I never really watched it.
He has not appeared in an episode of Titus.
Sad.
I have season 1 and 2 on DVD. Okay. I think at my parents' house.
But I've never watched it?
No, I've watched it. Okay. I just don't remember if it's good or not.
Was it on UPN?
It was on UPN.
Nice.
Yeah. No, Fox.
Oh, it was Fox?
Fox. It was not on Underpaid N-Words. man, she appeared in Playboy in 2018.
Jane?
Yeah.
Tight. The first woman to appear in Playboy in seven different decades.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
Sorry, I'm going to be busy jerking off for a second. Yeah. So you might
give me 1 minute while I beat off to present day Jane Seymour.
Let's see. Are they
Jane Seymour was one of Henry VIII's wives, right?
Full yes.
Yeah. I think this Jane Seymour fared better than the old one.
You know, she's still alive and has her head.
Yeah.
I think they're non-nudes. I think they're tasteful, almost nudes.
I got no time for that.
I mean, Scott, it's PG, so you could jerk off to it.
But not necessarily.
You are PG comes.
But sometimes XXX comes.
Just.
But sometimes PG.
Just the most beautiful. the rest of this podcast is me going to be saying how beautiful
fawning over Jane Seymour is.
She really is. Like, I had a big crush on Dr. Quinn.
Even body aside,
yeah,
her face is like perfect.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, but also like here's 1960s Jane Seymour almost showing her boob.
Jesus, well, that is
beautiful.
That's so close to nipple.
I know. You can't jerk off to this because it's not PG.
It's TVMA, so yeah. I can't beat up to it.
But like,
yeah,
she's fucking gorgeous.
I love her face.
And she's British, which normally when you get older and you're British, you're ugly.
It's a disaster.
Yeah. But here we are. Still fawning over Jane Seymour.
So Reeve, they fall. How long have they known each other? Like 8 hours?
Yeah, not even a full day.
They're deeply in love now.
Yeah,
yeah. And then so what's the deal with Christopher Plummer? Is he a time lord?
He's a time like him and he. So yeah, he's a time lord, and he trains Arthur to be a time lord. So in present day, Arthur has become what Christopher Plummer
Arthur
was.
Is the Time Lord of 1980.
Yes.
Plummer was the Time Lord of 1912.
Yes.
And Arthur was at the hotel as a
7-year-old child.
As a child, yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's, because he sees some of the stuff that happens.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, when Christopher Plummer decides to groom him into being a Time Lord.
In a good way.
Yeah.
It's a good grooming.
Christopher Plummer doesn't turn gay until much later when he does Beginners.
Yeah, much later.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got
towards years. The end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just dip your toe.
Yeah. Just test it out.
Yeah.
Although he's a British stage actor who was an actor in like the 50s and 60s and 70s. He did some gay shit.
He fucked Ian McKellen.
Every single stage actor
has fucked
Ian McKellen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a rite of passage.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
It kind of is. Yeah.
So Plummer is almost omnipotent.
It's really hard to understand what his actual role is in the, like,
yeah.
What's he get out of it?
I don't know.
Like, he's trying, like,
because he knows that Jane Seymour is going to be a star.
Yes.
So he becomes her manager, but, like, helps her become a star.
Yeah, but is also has told her
that
somebody from the future will come back in time and you'll be in love with him.
But it'll
ruin you. Yeah.
Yeah. But doesn't. Well, I guess it does when
because
he
she becomes
leaves.
Sort of like a recluse.
Yeah. Because he found in his research that after 1912, like there was like a big shift and like her. Yeah. She basically. Yeah, like you said, becomes like her personality changes and
yeah.
She's depressed.
And nobody knows anything about her personal life.
Yeah, and becomes a recluse.
Yeah.
So that's why Plummer is trying to keep him away from her. So, yeah, you can explain the whole plot pretty quickly. For some reason, it takes 95 minutes. But
there was an excellent plumber gets his goons to go after him.
Oh yeah,
and there's a very excellent like tummy punches thing.
It's
like
a great tummy punch.
Like it was almost like it was from the 1912s, like a movie from like yeah. the 20s or 30s, where it's like that big wind up, but instead of doing like a straight punch, it's sort of like a side punch.
Yeah, like you stop the punch.
Yeah, like a whoo.
Yeah,
yeah, like, yeah. They get him with a couple of good
just
ones.
Like
of
these Juilliard trained Efslers who have never been in anything close to a fight, never even seen a fight,
never
heard of a fight,
are being explained to what a fight is. Yeah. On the day of filming.
Yeah. And then go and do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it was pretty silly.
So, yeah, Reeve and Seymour are like professing their love for each other over the quarter day they've known each other. And
and then we get to the climax.
And then we get to the part that I wish the whole movie was.
The whole movie would be perfect if it was this.
Because this is crazy. If the whole movie was him realizing that he needed to put the tape recorder under the bed, and then this scene, that's what I want
right.
out of
yeah,
this
yeah.
movie.
That's a better
just
movie.
Stuff that crazy.
That's a better movie.
Because it is largely kind of slow.
It's a lot, yeah. It's a lot of like wacky acting,
yeah,
and then like
the
talking and fawning, and
the 10 minutes of looking for Jane Seymour yeah. when he gets the 1912. What the fuck was
I'm going to spend more than 10 minutes looking for Jane Seymour?
True. So they're talking about, and it's been mentioned a couple times throughout that his suit in 1912,
yeah.
is out of date.
Yeah, like a lady at the dance or whatever.
I haven't seen one of those in 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah, she's like, oh, like, it's so odd for you. He's like, oh, really?
Was that the big fat German bitch?
It was a big fat German bitch, yeah.
She was cool.
She was.
Yeah.
Her ancestors were going to do some cool stuff.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then I think Jane also says it's like 10 or 15 years yeah. out of date, and he's like, oh well shit, I did a bad job sourcing 1912 clothes, I guess, but I don't know, I think it's pretty sharp, it's got these nice stripes, got
inside pockets,
got a pocket here, and I can keep a penny from 1979. And like music sting, and then
yeah. and like the camera starts like kind of twisting side to side, gets that like the waves look,
yeah, and he's like it's pulling back, it's
pulled, yeah, so the pulls away, and she's like reaching out for him like, no, come back, and like
what did it look like from her perspective?
I don't know, that he was getting sucked into a wormhole,
right?
I guess. I don't know,
a time hole,
but like it's so fucking wacky that all it took, like, looking at a coin that says 1979 yeah. on it was for his brain to go, oh yeah, I'm from the future. Oh no.
Yeah.
And not like that.
There's the implication.
Well, it's all about the implication.
That he hadn't thought
yeah.
of a post 1912 thing.
Nothing.
His entire time there.
Yeah. Like, not like, It would all if you're saying looking at a 1979 coin is what brings you back to the future.
Yeah.
Like then literally any little tiny thing would make you go back to the go home.
Yeah.
It's like
the whole time you're 1912, you're not once going to be thinking of like a Beach Boys gay song parody.
Yeah.
You're not going to be thinking dad, fuck my dad. I fuck my dad. Fuck 100%. My dad. Woo. I fuck my dad. 100%. I fuck my dad.
How do you not?
Yeah, obviously you're going to be you'll think about that once a yeah. day. I think about it once a day.
But it could be anything.
Yeah.
Right? You see like a duck and you're like, oh yeah, I've seen ducks at the pond. Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That it's such a silly way to get the whole thing. Like,
yeah. yeah. And then,
so he comes back and, yeah. and has like a major meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
Can't live his life.
Yeah. To which I
why
say,
can't
why
he go back?
Can't you just do it again? It didn't seem that hard the first time.
And now
time.
You know, you could leave the recorder under the bed.
Yeah. But
it seemed like he never tried.
Yeah. Well, it's the same as the professor. I'm never.
Well,
doing
the professor was scared.
It's true.
I don't think Chris Reeve was scared.
That's true. And
he was an equestrian.
Like,
Yeah, you should have been scared.
And like, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Reva's sad.
Yep.
Jane Seymour. Dead. Jane's dead. And yeah. And then they play some nice piano music at the end.
But like, in theory, yeah, I just don't understand why he, and like, does it only work about going backwards in time?
As opposed to
going forward in time. Because if you're getting sent back to the present,
yep,
I guess you have to be there. But he could go back to when he saw her as an old lady and fuck her as an old lady.
Yeah, he could go to 1972 and fuck old Jane Seymour.
Do that.
Sure.
So that means sad. Then at least you get to fuck her.
Yeah.
One time.
And the pocket watch she gave him never really played into that much.
No. Because that's the problem with time travel stuff. She gave it to him in 1972.
Yeah.
He then went back in time with it.
Yeah.
But she didn't.
And that was fine.
Have it then.
No.
So then how did he, if he comes back into the future, how did she get it in 1972 if he had it in 1912 and then brought it back to 1972?
He might have left it in 1912.
Did he? Is that a question or a statement?
It's a question. I'm going to give the movie the benefit of the doubt.
Did I delete it already?
That I did.
Because if I didn't delete it, I would load it up and we could just scan it. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't either.
Bad movie. Boring movie.
Yeah.
Other like, than the, like the, there was a couple of real fun wacky stuff.
It had some real wacky potential, but I just wish there was more of it.
I agree. I wrote a little piece of trivia.
Ooh.
That shortly before his accident, Reeve played a paralyzed police officer in the HBO movie Above Suspicion. He did research at a rehabilitation hospital in Van Nuys on what it would be like to be a paraplegic. His injury occurred less than a week after the premiere of the film.
Oh,
that's
a tough one.
That's some fucking irony right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go do some research on what it would be like to be paralyzed. Oh, my horse.
That must have sucked.
Yeah, big time.
Damn, Chris. Sorry.
Yeah. And like the accident was like his horse like was fighting him on where to go. And he pulled the reins really hard and it like kicked up. And when it went back down, he flew over the horse and hit a fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
it wasn't where he was having sex with the horse and the horse
that's zoo
had sex with him. So
that's
hard,
Mr. Hands.
He got paralyzed.
You're confusing Chris Reeve with Mr. Hands. I know normally for you, it's like,
is it Mr. Hands or Mr. Hand?
I don't know. I don't know which one.
I think
it is.
People just add an S.
And he was the one filming.
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Hand was the one filming.
Yeah. I think Hands is often wrongly attributed to the guy
getting destroyed.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen the footage? Once?
Probably once. Are you finding it right now? Is this how I'm ending my night?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know if you can find it anymore.
That's probably somewhere, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think you gotta look
where you look.
The Reddit r/too afraid to ask. What is Mr. Hands?
Nice.
A guy got fucked to death by a horse. He wanted to be fucked by the horse, but probably didn't want to be fatal. That's all you need to know. Thank you. But there is a Wikipedia page about it.
Nice.
So, an Enum Claw horse sex case.
Great state of Washington.
Great state of Washington. Mm-hmm. Not that far from Tacoma.
No, I guess not.
Nope.
We should go.
Let's go. Well, we've already visited the world record. Yeah. Now we just have to go visit the coolest place ever.
Can you believe there's like no marker?
I guess they don't
anything
want to remember it. It's sad for the families, but I like maybe they don't want to be like, hey, everybody, this is where it happened.
Like either in the lot or at least I guess you don't do anything in the room that Paddock did it from.
Because
I guess you don't want to glorify that. I would, but I understand how others wouldn't. But there should at least be like 56 tiny little crosses
yep.
on the ground in the lot across the street.
Yeah.
Disappointing. But we were there. Mm-hmm. And it was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Gross.
Yeah.
I don't like that there was a sex farm for animals in Washington.
That's pretty
there
cool.
There probably still is. Anyways, 2 hours and 45 minutes. I don't think we're doing the last one.
No, we're not.
I think we'll pair that up with the anime for next episode.
We did a bad job. Hey, it's going to be an all Japan episode next time.
We always do a bad fucking job.
We do.
Because
we don't care. We had such a hot start. There's too much.
And we always have a hot start. We're hot starters.
I know.
And hot finishers.
Yep.
Not really.
And a real okay middle.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is if I even can get to the middle.
So, yeah. All going according to plan. Expect 1954's original Gojira next week. Gojira. Along with, I have forgotten the name.
Suzume.
No, it should be Suzume. But instead, it's something
else. How about somebody pays for us to watch the 2024...
The Laws of Eternity.
Movie directed by Gintz Zilbalidis. Fucking Flo.
Oh, the kitty one?
The kitty one.
Yeah.
Somebody fucking pay for that.
Yeah.
Assuming we can find it, and also it's real, and we're not just having a fever dream about a cat movie.
Which has happened before.
85 minutes. That's nothing.
Oh, you got room to spare on that one.
Yeah. Anyways, is that all you got? Is that literally all you've got?
I think that is literally all I've got.
Show me what you've got.
So we banged out some of what we intended to bang out. We did not bang out all of it, but such is life. And here we find ourselves. Nothing has changed since earlier in the podcast. We do still need money. we've given you a lot of good request ideas. You can also just send money, or you can do your own request. It's a free country. PayPal.me/NotScottHenson. PayPal.me/SarianSoftPaws. And I should have mentioned, I don't know, 2 and change hours ago, youtube.com/@NotScottHenson. Subscribe at least and do all the things you're supposed to do on channels and videos, and that creates engagement for the fucking algorithm. Get into long comment, argument threads in the comments, start a fight, whatever gets the most comments, do that. Say something inflammatory. I don't care.
Also subscribe, because then you get some pigs.
Subscribe at the very least. You should be that already. And ideally click join and become a member. It feels like subscribing should be the thing.
Yeah.
It sounds like subscribing should be the thing that you pay for, but subscribing is the free thing, and joining and becoming a member is the pay thing. But do that. And thanks to the 40 of you who have done that. But I know there's at least 5 more people than those 40 listening. So do your part. Give a hoot. Don't pollute.